Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try a free sample of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Your health is too important to wait, so call now, 1-800-573-0477.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The focus shifts at the Democratic Convention from family to the economy. But the big moment of the evening tonight is expected to be the speech given by Hillary Clinton. Political historian Alan Lichtman says the key for Clinton is to rally her supporters behind Barack Obama.
I'm not saying if he doesn't win, they're going to blame her, because if she enthusiastically campaigns for him, seems to genuinely support him, doesn't seem to be replaying old grudges, then win or lose, her star is high.
Some Democratic activists are voicing concerns that the convention has not defined the party's opposition to the policies of the Bush administration or tied John McCain to President Bush. The Obama campaign is out with new ads today, countering this ad from the Conservative American Issues Project, tying him to the founder of the Weather Underground in the 1960s.
Barack Obama is friends with Ayers, defending him as, quote, respectable and mainstream. Obama's political career was launched in Ayers' home.
The campaign is not only airing a response, it's also seeking to block stations from running this commercial. This week, documents from a foundation founded by Ayers are being opened to the media. At one time, that foundation was headed by Barack Obama. The United States says Russia is behaving appallingly by granting formal diplomatic recognition to two breakaway Georgian provinces. This is Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
The ceasefire also talked about the importance of moving forward to an international way to deal with these zones of conflict, and so to preempt those international discussions is extremely unfortunate.
Americans are optimistic about the economy. Lynn Franco with the Conference Board says there's a slight increase in confidence.
We still appear to be sort of stuck in neutral. If the trend continues, particularly in consumers' expectations, if they continue to improve, then, perhaps things will get somewhat better in 2009.
On Wall Street at this hour, a slight uptick, the Dow up by 9. This is AP Radio News. Public health officials in Canada are trying to track a deadly bacterial outbreak linked to tainted meat.
It's really hard to tell how many cases we may get. It also has a very long incubation period, right? And so if people were consuming it as late as a week ago, 2 weeks ago, they may still be incubating and come down with illness in the coming weeks.
Two more deaths have been linked to this outbreak. A flash flood in Arizona has swamped vehicles in a low-lying area in the western part of the state. One woman has died. Four other women who were in a small car with the victim were rescued after the flood struck late yesterday. Two of the rescued women had been washed away from the car. A badly burned body has now been discovered inside one of the homes destroyed by a wildfire that quickly spread through dry grass and shrubs in a neighborhood in Boise, Idaho. No other residents were hurt, but 17 police officers and at least one firefighter were treated at local hospitals. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Office Depot. Shop OfficeDepot.com for free next business day delivery on their local delivery areas on office supply orders of $50 or more. Restriction and fuel charges may apply. See OfficeDepot.com for details.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. There's a lot of very powerful people who hope you don't listen to the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Has right-wing babble just about driven you over the edge? You are not alone. Come detox with us at democracyinteractive.com. Democracy Interactive is a real-time online community where you can chat with fellow progressives across the country and around the world. You can also catch up on the latest news, reviews, and interviews with great guests like Nova M-Zone Mike Malloy. So join us. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll see Dick Cheney in a Darth Vader helmet. DemocracyInteractive.com. It's time to get your chat on.
If you're like most Americans, you want to pay your bills and pay them on time. Unfortunately, gas prices are rising. The cost of living seems to be escalating by the day, and you can only stretch a dollar so far. It's no wonder so many of us are falling behind. If you find yourself having sleepless nights, feeling the added stress from worry caused by medical bills, credit cards, and other debt, You're not alone, and we can help. Call Clean Slate Debt Settlement at 888-752-8390. That's 888-SLATE-90, or visit our website, www.yourcleanslate.com. Most people accepted credit offers when times were good and now find their rates rising. Making minimum payments are getting them nowhere. Don't feel trapped. You don't have to be. If you're serious about eliminating your debt and getting back on track, you need a clean slate. Call Clean Slate today, 888-752-8390, or learn more at yourcleanslate.com.
Copper Star Coffee announces Coffee Talk every Monday evening this summer. Copper Star Coffee is the spot every Monday for politicos and writers alike. Enjoy a chai tea, a cup of icy cold Java, or a hot mug of Joe in the heart of downtown. Grab your notebooks and laptops to discuss your writing or share your favorite blogs with our free Wi-Fi. Copper Star is located on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Every Monday evening this summer, come in for Coffee Talk with Copper Star Coffee.
The Jeff Farias Show.
And that's how far it's gotten, that the Attorney General of the United States can actually, in front of the American Bar Association at their annual meeting, to actually say some violations of the law do not constitute crimes. If violations of the law are not crimes, then what the hell are crimes?
The Jeff Farias Show. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado, this is the Tom Hartman Program.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting live coast to coast, border to border, and streaming around the planet from AirAmerica.com. And of course, on radio stations all over the country as well. We're going to be bouncing around between guests and your calls. I've got a couple of stories I'd like to tell you about what happened yesterday. We'll get to those in a few minutes. It's going to be a wild ride, as this convention has been. Our number, 866-303-2270, toll free. TomHartman.com if you want to drop into our live chat room. I'll get down there. I'll get in there shortly, probably during the next break. And AirAmerica.com as well. I think in fact, our camera is even running. So if you go to TomHartman.com or AirAmerica.com, you can click on the Tom Vision. Congressman Michael Capuano. Am I pronouncing that right, Congressman?
Very good.
Yeah, thank you. Is with me. He's a U.S. Congressman from the 8th District of Massachusetts. That would be basically Boston?
Boston, Cambridge,
or
somewhere
Boston.
In Chelsea. Boston.
Okay.
However you are.
You know, I just did an hour with Carl Wolfson, who does our morning show on KPOJ in Portland, Oregon. And I saw last night, I had 4 hours sleep night before last and was in here at 6 o'clock yesterday morning, and I did 4 hours of radio, and then I did a debate with Dennis Prager, and then I moderated a panel with Arianna Huffington and John Podesta. And by the end of the day, I just couldn't do it. You know, I went back to the hotel, and I said, I'll watch it from... And in part, I wanted to see the Fox pool coverage. And I thought, you know, the thought that was going through my mind was, is this just me or is this real? What I was watching when I was watching the Fox pool coverage last night, and for our listeners who don't know what pool coverage is, the way that they do it and the way that they've been doing it for about a decade now, I think, is that one network shoots all the photographs on the floor, and then they feed that to all the other networks. And it's a luck of the draw, it rotates, and this year it's Fox. And when I asked Carl Wolfson, who's, you know, a knowledgeable talk show, and Christine Alexander, who's on with him, you know, you guys watched it there in Portland. What did you see? Carl's comment, and I don't remember his exact words, so I'll paraphrase him because it was essentially my experience, was that virtually every cutaway shot was somebody who was bored, somebody who was talking to the person next to them, somebody who was clearly distracted, somebody who was frowning. And when Michelle Obama was speaking, in particular, we saw that, and that there, what I think many across the board, many Democrats, many Americans, and certainly if the Republicans were running this, what they would have wanted to see when you've got a historic African-American figure up there is not just African-American faces smiling, but white faces smiling. There was virtually none of that. And I'm going, is this Roger Ailes, like, you know, laughing himself silly? Am I crazy? And I got, you know, I was talking to Carl and Christine this morning, and Christine was like, you could make that into a drinking game. It was like, where's the next person frowning? You know, it's not just the minority, but I mean, just right across the board. I thought it was terrible. I'm sure you didn't see it. You were probably
no, I didn't see it. But why are you surprised?
Well, I guess, yeah. Okay, good point. Good point. I just thought that they would at least fake it, that they were doing it well.
I mean, look, National Fox is very good at what they do. And, you know, they're pretty obvious about some things, but they're also very good at the subtleties.
Yeah. You know, and that's what this was.
And they do it all the time. And honestly, on a lot of their talk shows, they refuse to invite on those people that will ever go back at them.
Right.
They want only people from the left, which is where I'm from, who are nice.
Yeah.
As opposed to some of us who are a little bit more aggressive about our beliefs. And
well, and if they can find somebody who's 19 years old and only semi-coherent and has hair down to their shoulders, they're, you know, bang. Well, let's put that person
on. And they want to take the most extreme amongst us and present them as the mainstream left,
right,
which is ridiculous. And they do it all the time. It's not new. And
Carl pointed out to me that Roger Ailes, in 1968, got his start in politics producing town halls for Richard Nixon.
That's right.
And he would go out of his way, and there's a book about this, actually. He'd go out of his way to always have an African-American on the town hall, you know, and get the photos. He'd out of, you know, women. I mean, he would try to create the illusion of diversity at the exact same time that in the back channel, he was running Nixon's Southern Strategy, where they were trying to destroy diversity. They were trying to crush the civil rights movement.
Right.
They were trying to stop the women's rights movement. And so, anyway, I don't know if any of our listeners saw the same thing. It'd be interesting. You know, we'll pick up calls as we go on through the show. But so what's your takeaway from last night? It looked to me like it was electric. Ted Kennedy and Michelle Obama, the high points.
I thought it was a good beginning. I think that, you know, I mean, the first night of any convention is always supposed to be, I think, introductory.
Yeah.
And I think Ted Kennedy was a little different because, obviously, we all know what the struggles he's going through right now.
Yeah.
It was a little bit, you know, nice for Ted, but it was also, I think, nice for a lot of us who have been active in the Democratic Party for a long time. He provides us an opportunity to remember where we've come from as well as where we want to go. And Michelle Obama, obviously, I think was a great introduction to both her and her husband. I mean, I think she's got an opportunity last night to begin the process, or to continue the process, I guess is a better way to put it, of putting aside some of the more difficult public relations issues that have happened during the campaign, to get her a little bit closer to us, and to introduce her husband. I think there's nobody better to do it than a long-term spouse.
That was, in my opinion, and this is not because it's now and it's not all the exceptionalism that's all the exceptional circumstances associated with this from being the first African-American, anything.
Right.
That was the best spouse speech I have ever heard in my life. That was, she was
very good.
She was so eloquent. I mean, she was just, watching on TV, it blew me away. I mean, just because Nancy Pelosi, who preceded her, you know, and others who preceded her, they were reading the prompter. They were talking slow because they were hearing the feedback in the room. You know,
right.
they were talking the way you talk to a crowd. Michelle Obama did it the way you talk on television. She did it right. And she did it the way you talk actually to a small group of people. I mean, sitting in my hotel room last night, I got the feeling that I was in the room with her, that this was a personal and intimate thing. And it just, you know, it was so genuine.
Which is very difficult to do when you're in front of 10,000, you know, screaming supporters. I mean, that's very difficult. It takes a fair amount of practice and an incredible amount of poise.
Yes, yes, and poise in particular, all the practice as well. And absolutely. I was just, I was very, very, very impressed. So, hang on just a second here. My computer's yelling at me. We're talking with Congressman Michael Capuano, who is the 8th District. He represents the 8th District of Massachusetts, Boston, Chelsea, Somerville. Right?
Yep. And Cambridge.
And Cambridge. There you go. And what are, as Click and Clack say, our fair city. What are the areas that you're most involved with? I
substantive areas?
Yeah.
Financial services, transportation, those are two committees I'm on. The speaker's right. had me do a fair amount of things. She had me in charge of her transition. She had me do some of the ethics work that we've done in the last year or so.
Can we talk about financial services for a minute?
Sure.
There was in the minute and a half or so we have left, there was a report, I believe it was yesterday, that several hundred banks have now been put on the FDIC watch list.
I didn't see the report yesterday. I was traveling here.
Okay. What's your sense of the condition of the American banking system? Are we looking at the possibility of a 1929 event?
I don't think so, but I mean, there are still some difficulties to be seen. I think we're better off than that, not the least of which we have a lot of laws, a lot of backup financial and capitalization aspects, FDIC being a classic one, to prevent that.
Right. But a number of those have been gotten rid of by the Republicans in the last decade.
Some, but not as much. I mean, and that's why we're shaky, honestly.
Glass-Steagall Act, for example.
Are gone. Yeah. But at the same time, we still have a fair number of them left. They didn't get rid of everything.
Yeah.
And actually, we're in the problem because of that, because the term regulation has become a swear word. It's never a discussion about, well, what's a reasonable amount of regulation, which I think is a fair discussion. There's no one answer to that. But in the last 20 years, it's been regulation is bad, government is evil.
Right.
And therefore, we've allowed Wall Street to... Not Wall Street, to allow a handful of people on Wall Street to abuse the system and has caused, in my opinion, this economic crisis.
Yeah.
And that could have been avoided if we had people who understood that human nature being what it is, greed sometimes will overtake common sense and fairness. And again, it's a very small number of people who cause the problem that we have. But in competitive world, if you break the rules and you go 10 miles beyond where the line should be, either I have to do something to kind of keep up with you, or I will fall by the wayside.
You know, it used to be the directors and officers were held responsible for the behavior of corporations. Now it's the stockholders who get the hit.
Yeah, well, and they don't even get the hit often enough. In the right circumstances, the taxpayers will end up getting the hit because we allow these things to get too big until we get to the point where you're then looking at, well, it's not so much stockholders, it's now do you want the entire capitalistic system to go under?
That's right.
Or do you have to jump in? And unfortunately, we've been forced to jump in a couple of times in the last several years that we shouldn't have got to that point.
And in the meantime, the CEOs are laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah, absolutely.
Congressman Michael Capuano is website house.gov/CAPUANO. Thank you, Congressman,
Thanks, Tom.
With us. Great to meet you today. It's 16 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you on Air America Radio. We'll be back. 866-303-2270.
Listening to the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Labor Day weekend is the perfect time to paint, and Ace can help with Ace brand paint supplies, like a 4-piece tray set or a 3-pack of brushes. Now through Monday, they're both on sale for just $7.99, and they each come with an additional $3 mail-in rebate. You'll save even more with Ace Royal Paint, starting at $19.99 a gallon, and now with an extra $5 mail-in rebate. Limit 10. Hurry, these offers are good at participating stores now through Monday only while supplies last. See store for details. Ace, the helpful place.
For far too long, our government has failed American workers. Bad trade deals like NAFTA and CAFTA, trade deals with Vietnam, Peru, and China have all sent millions of jobs overseas, created enormous trade deficits, and left a wake of devastation across our great nation. The Teamsters Union is fighting for America's workers. It's time to scrap these bad trade deals and start over. It's time to create good jobs in America. It's time for a change in Washington. Visit Teamster.org to learn more about Teamsters for Change.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. You've heard that a picture's worth a thousand words, and it's true. That gorgeous photo you took on vacation, that portrait of the family, the print you bought from your favorite artist, they shouldn't sit in a corner. Hang them up and give guests to your home or business something to talk about. The Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist who turns your memories into treasures. I know. I've seen her work. Stop by the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback today and receive 15% off your entire purchase.
Hey, KPHX listeners, my name is Cecilia, wealth advisor with Free Point Wealth Management, and I am not your typical financial planner. We offer a variety of services to include residential loans, commercial loans, wealth accumulation, and retirement spending plans. We offer risk-free investments with market-like returns, and we get your money working for you. Call me at 602-505-2464. It's easy to remember, 602-505-2464. 505-2464. And advertising is not so much about the medium you choose, but the people you reach. That's why I advertise with KPHX. I have found KPHX listeners to be good quality people that I have enjoyed working with and getting to know. And as a result, my business has more than doubled. So if you're serious about growing your business and getting to know a great group of people, then you have to advertise on KPHX Radio. So give them a call.
To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Next to a house, a car or truck is usually the biggest investment most people make. Hello, my name is Frank Sarwart. I will be giving Frank auto advice from 2 till 3 p.m. every Saturday on 1480 KPHX. From how and what kind of car to buy, where to get it fixed, legal issues, and much more. That's Frank Auto Advice Saturdays at 2 p.m. right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Jeff Arias here. You know, it's so hot, the farmers are feeding their chickens crushed ice just to keep them from laying hard-boiled eggs. Why, the other day I saw two fire hydrants fighting over a dog. Well, if you need cooling off, call Parker & Sons. As a winner of the BBB Torch Award for Ethics, Parker's the only company I use. If your AC is acting up or you have a plumbing problem, well, call Parker at 602-2-REPAIR. For cool service and hot prices, that's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, this is Mike Malloy. Local media connects local businesses with local customers, or at least it should. While corporate radio thumbs their noses at Main Street, 1480 KPHX specializes in working with Valley-owned businesses that are competing against the chain and megastores. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsors directory at 1480kphx.com.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Where's all the freedom that we're fighting for? Is it still our creed from shore to shore? After a soldier fights, should we read him his new rights? There's not that many to read anymore. Where's all the freedom that we're fighting for?
21 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. We're live from Denver, DNC, the convention.
That we fought to say.
And,
is it gone?
Let's pick up your phone calls on this. I'm curious what your take was in particular on the pool coverage, on what you saw on television last night. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Al in Sherman Oaks, California. You're on the air, Al.
Naomi Klein, Shock Doctrine.
Hey, Al.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air.
I watched it too last night, and I was totally upset. I noticed that when Michelle Obama was giving her speech, the shots that they would put on the TV. I had two TVs. I watched Fox, which was outrageous, but I also say that NBC didn't do as effective a job.
Well, NBC was getting their feed from Fox.
Well, it just really irked me to millions, and I just said that.
So what upset you about it, Al?
Pardon me?
What upset you about it?
Well, it upset me because Obama's appealing to all of us, not just to minorities. He's appealing to Americans. And her speech was so eloquent and had such an emotional tinge and a substantive tinge to it that when you listened, you could relate. And I could not imagine how anyone listening to that speech could not relate to what she was saying. And then I hear this comment by this Fox reporter saying that her speech was very good, but she lost an opportunity to hit the issues. That, to me, was so asinine
because I didn't think
that
that's
was
not her job.
Important. Exactly. Yeah. She was essentially portraying herself as a person and as a family in America that really identifies with American problems, that they're working right. together. That we're
and I thought it was an absolute... Yeah, absolutely. Al, spot on. I got to move along here, but I thought this was an absolutely brilliant speech. It was one of the most brilliant speeches I've ever heard. But the pool coverage, I was frankly concerned with, and I rode in here on the bus with an African American woman, and she commented on it. I don't know. Maybe I'm being hypersensitive. Speaking of hypersensitive, just real quickly, yesterday I was moderating this panel. I've been saying all along, sexism is more potent than racism in America, and because it's less understood, it's more subtle, it's more a part of, I think, all of us. And so I'm introducing this panel. I introduced John Podesta and David Sirota and Paul Krugman. And Arianna Huffington shows up late, a couple minutes late. She comes in and sits down next to me. And she was wearing this great cologne. I mean, it just knocked me out. It was like, that's great. And so, I turned to her and with a hot mic, and I said, you smell great. Incredible. You know, it's hot. And it's something you just don't do. I mean, my Chris Matthews moment, my sexist moment, I apologize. Anyway, Scott in North Conway, New Hampshire. Hey, Scott.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
I've been watching the coverage of this election process for a long time, and I think last night was particularly terrible. All the networks, whether it was the show shoot or the commentary, but this is all a part of a media plan or attempt to keep this election going. It is in their profit.
Absolutely. Well, that's, Scott, that's where the horse race comes in. That's where they trash candidates when they get up, and they build them up when they get down. They're driving the horse race. But, the fact of the matter is that political conventions are showcases, and I think that they serve an important function. Is it Manica in Napa Valley?
Marika.
Monica? Marika, I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time reading the screen here.
Hey, Tom, Marika, you have many, many fans in the Napa Valley. We think you're terrific.
Well, thank you.
I wonder, how is it that Fox got that pool coverage, and are they the only ones who are going to have pool coverage for the entire convention?
Yes, they have it for the whole convention, and it rotates every 4 years, and it just came up as theirs this time
because
around. So
I, too, was watching Michelle Obama's speech, which I thought was unbelievably wonderful and intimate. And I was so angry that they kept showing, I couldn't believe that not everyone was engaged in it to begin with.
Right.
But
yeah, half of their cutaway shots were to people who looked like they were bored or they were talking to the person next to them. And if you just added up the cutaway shots, you get the impression that 80% of the people in the audience were African-American or minorities.
Well, how could Fox get this for the Democratic National Convention? I don't understand that.
Sometimes you think that the people running the DNC just, they're still playing checkers while the rest of the world is playing chess. Certainly while Fox and the Roger Ailes and all those guys. Marika, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. We're gonna take a break now, and we'll be back. We're gonna pick up a couple of guests here, and we'll also be interspersing your phone calls throughout the show over the next 3 hours or 2.5 hours. So stick around. 866-303-2270, our telephone number, TomHartmann.com. If you want to drop into our live chat room, and there's a link to TomVision, to our live video feed, hey, and also AirAmerica.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartmann Program, broadcasting live from the DNC in Denver, Colorado.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartmann, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Barrios, and Mike Malloy, weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So DryFit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So of course I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from DryFit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
There's news about home sales. I'm Rita Foley. New home sales are up almost 2.5%. Sellers cut prices and buyers took the plunge. But a new snapshot shows home prices dropped almost 15.5% in the past few months. Overall, it appears you're feeling better about the economy. Consumer confidence is up the biggest boost in 2 years. Watch for Hillary Clinton tonight at the Democratic Convention. This is what she told the Hispanic caucus yesterday.
We need shared prosperity so that everyone can believe that the American dream is within their reach and the reach of their children. That will not happen if we don't change direction.
The Census Bureau reports the nation's poverty rate held steady last year at 12.5%, not statistically different from the 12.3% in 2006. There were 37 million people living in poverty in the year 2007. I'm Rita Foley.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
August is National Vision and Learning Month, and the Arizona Optometric Association wants to remind you about the importance of having your child or grandchild's vision checked. A child's vision problem can go unnoticed for years because children rarely report symptoms. They just think everyone sees the same way as they do. The Arizona Optometric Association recommends the following checkups for every child. Before age 1, check for normal eye structure development, lazy eye, crossed eyes, and other focusing problems. At age 3, test eye movement skills and ensure the eyes are working as a team. At age 5, test for readiness of vision skills for school and solve any vision problems. Then every 2 years,
sending even the brightest child to school with vision problems can lead to learning difficulties, frustration, and poor performance.
Brought to you by the Arizona Optometric Association, where vision is elementary. To schedule an exam for your child or grandchild, call 602-279-0055. That's 602-279-0055. Or log on to AZOA.org. That's AZOA.org.
You know, I think GoToMyPC is the best remote access service out there. Now, if you haven't tried it, I'll explain how it works. GoToMyPC lets you access your office PC from any computer in the world. All you need is an internet connection. You sign up for a free trial with the promo code RHODES, R-H-O-D-E-S. You download the software in 2 minutes. You'll log on to GoToMyPC.com with your username and secure password. You click the connect button, and your office desktop instantly appears. Now you have complete access to everything on your desktop and network. You work on your office PC just as if you were in your office. I use GoToMyPC every single day. I swear by it. It's great. And you can try it free today. I have an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. It's only available if you use promo code RHODES, R-H-O-D-E-S. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and use promo code RHODES.
Now the illness du jour is autism.
Would have been so easy to just make KPHX a right-wing talk radio station.
You know what autism is?
There's a built-in audience, loyal listeners.
It's a brat who hasn't been told to cut the act out.
And there's plenty of conservative talk shows that we could have picked up.
That's what autism is.
Thing is, we'd have to come to work every day and be an asshole.
They don't have a father around to tell them, don't act like a moron, you'll get nowhere in life.
Hate is boring. Activate your passion on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program. Live on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting live from Denver from the Democratic National Convention. And Bob Borisage is sitting here with me, the Campaign for America's Future, ourfuture.org. And fill in your bio a little bit for me here, Bob. I don't have the cheat sheet in front of me.
The campaign is centered progressive ideas and organizing. We help build the coalition that beat Bush on privatization, and we just launched the coalition that's going to do health care for Americans now.
Yeah, and a fine thing it is. What's your take on what's going on so far here at the convention?
Well, I think you see the process of Democrats coming together and this stark divide between what course we're going to follow as a nation. And it's starting, I think you'll see for the first time Americans will start to see not just a referendum on Barack Obama, but a choice between where McCain wants to take the country and where Obama wants to take the country. And if they see that choice, that will certainly help the Democratic ticket.
I think increasingly the Republicans are trying to make it a choice between what is perceived by many white Republicans and swing voters, particularly in the Middle West states, as us versus them, particularly at the issue of race. I see this. I thought I was hallucinating last night. I thought I was being hypersensitive in watching the pool coverage and watching all the cutaways to either upset faces, upset white faces, or smiling African American faces. And it's like, where are the smiling faces, smiling white faces? Frankly, I mean, it's just even that you would expect. And I know this is like really tough stuff to talk about. You know, we're treading in very light ground. But I just, and my co-host this morning on KPOJ noticed the same thing. In fact, both of them did. Nancy in Venice, California, as she's calling in.
Hi.
Hi, Nancy. You're on with me and Bob Borisage.
Thank you. I totally agree with you. I watched C-SPAN last night. I'm an African American, and I'm a little sensitive myself personally on all conventions and how many times they cut to a minority face and a Caucasian American face. And I was like, I was like, what's going on? What, they keep cutting to the same minorities, and then the few white faces that they showed, they weren't exactly as you described. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, they weren't smiling. They were talking. Go ahead.
I didn't know that this was Fox related. I was just like, what's going on? And I'm so glad that you said something. Another thing is, I'm very interested in what you were doing yesterday. I'm not too computer savvy, and I was wondering if you have your work from yesterday on the computer.
Yeah, Sue, if you go to TomHartman.com, Sue puts up Sue's daily notes. She runs our chat room and does all kinds of great stuff. And so there's usually a pretty good transcript, not necessarily a transcript, but a pretty good trail of who we covered and what we did.
All right.
So just go to TomHartman.com. It's right there on the homepage. Nancy, got to move along. Thank you very much for the call. Bob, your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I actually, I saw some of the C-SPAN coverage. I didn't see a lot of the pool coverage. But I did think that, for the most part, there weren't a lot of dry eyes in the House last night when Michelle Obama told her story. And
you wouldn't have known that from the pool coverage, though. I'm
really
telling you.
Because certainly on the C-SPAN stuff, when they switched to black and white women particularly, there were a lot of tears in the audience, and that was a true reflection of what was going on in the auditorium. It was a very moving speech about a story that's really an all-American story and is a stark contrast, really, with the family values of the McCain family. So it was. I thought it was an extraordinary occasion.
Yeah, I had it. Mike in San Francisco, your thoughts, Mike?
Yeah,
Good morning, Tom. I'm really glad you're having this discussion because I think it should have been brought up months ago when it was announced that the pool coverage was going to be Fox, so that we were aware of and we had this ability to analyze what we were watching last night. My impression was, I may be mistaken, but I thought that the C-SPAN coverage and the pool coverage from the other networks was exactly the same. I thought that C-SPAN didn't do any, I mean, they cover more, but I thought it was the same pool coverage, it looked like to me.
I frankly don't know, but it may well be. But your sense of it was the same as what I carried away.
But I thought it was. But anyway, so I couldn't stand what I was. I was so bored with what I was watching. The impression I got was the Democrats are losers. They don't care. They haven't warmed up. It was all negative responses to this wonderful thing I was watching.
Right, based on the cutaway shots.
Based on the cutaway shots. Yeah. Based on what I was watching. My sister is a delegate there. This morning I talked to her. She was telling me how wonderful an event it was. And my impression from watching it on television last night was lackluster boredom.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you. Thank you, Mike. I'm telling you, Bob, at least my recollection, and of course, you know, reality is skewed, but my recollection was at least a third of the cutaway shots were people who were talking to the person next to them, who were bored, who were looking up at the ceiling, who, you know, I mean, it was everything but pick your nose. I mean, it was like, you know, let's find somebody who looks like they really don't want to be here and put the camera on them. And it was pretty astounding.
Well, as somebody who was on the floor rather than seeing the coverage, I can attest that this was part of Democrats really coming together and getting excited. Michelle Obama gave an extraordinary speech. She told an extraordinary story about an American family, you know, with a father who, with multiple sclerosis, would get up every day to go to work to support his family and who drove his kids to go to college.
What she did was what I think Fox was trying to undo with their pool coverage last night, if my conspiracy theory is right. And I'll be the first to admit that I may be crazy on this. But I grew up in Michigan. I grew up in Lansing, Michigan, you know, and my dad worked in a tool and die shop, and most of my friends were white, blue-collar, middle class, and many of them didn't know anybody who was African American. I mean, you know, this is in the 50s and 60s, you know.
Sure.
And it was, I know that the thing that the Republicans don't want us to, the message that they don't want those folks in Michigan that I grew up with to get, is that Barack and Michelle Obama are absolutely the same as you and me, as right across the board, right as middle class America, as white America, it doesn't matter, that we're all just people here, and that's the last thing that the Republicans want. We're still seeing Nixon's Southern Strategy playing out that was started by Roger Ailes, who's the president of Fox News.
Right, right, no question.
So I'm just amazed. Mark in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hey, Mark, you're on the air with Tom and Bob Borisov.
Hey, Tom and Bob. And Tom and Bob that I'm used to here in Indianapolis. I got to tell you, Tom, you are not being hypersensitive. I was, this is the first time I've called into a show. And the reason why is because I watched the pool coverage last night, and I was ignorant of the fact that it switches between different networks, but I could tell it was all the same feed. And so I thought that it was the DNC doing it, and I said, what the heck is wrong with them? I thought, why are they continuing to portray Barack Obama as a blacks-only candidate? And I couldn't figure it out at all. And I was also, frankly, very disappointed. I flipped between MSNBC and CNN mostly because I couldn't stomach Fox at all. But I was very disappointed at the way CNN actually framed the whole thing. They framed the whole thing as, did the Democrats blow the first day? That was their whole thing, as opposed to... and then they brought on basically Hillary Clinton's people, which I understand the Abigail and Carville are.
Yeah. Mark, I'm sorry, your phone, I think it must be a cell phone, but your phone is breaking up pretty badly. But I got your point. And then the big thing that they're looking for, this is the front page of the New York Times today, or at least the electronic version, the number one, and not one number one, certainly one of the main ones is, you know, Hillary's disaffected. I've probably talked to 40, maybe 30, 40 delegates on this floor, and at least half of whom were Hillary delegates. I mean, there's a lot of them here. And all of them are gung-ho for Obama. I have yet to find
An angry Hillary delegate.
Well, you know, the Times did a poll of Hillary delegates that they printed in that same article, and it had, like, I think it was 6% said they might not support Obama. I mean, it's a joke, right?
Yeah.
This is all being built out of nothing.
Right.
And that part of it is a Republican message strategy.
You bet.
The Republicans who had Hillary as Brunhilde for so many years, the wicked rich, with a tail, suddenly she's the saint who's been besmirched, and they're rallying to her side. I actually think this is all kind of nonsense politics, though. I don't think Americans are going to buy that. And I do hope that the story that Michelle Obama told about her life and Barack's life really broke through to Americans, because you're right. This is a story about people living the American dream, really parents sacrificing so their children can make it, their children working very hard.
No, I guarantee all of our listeners got that. And you know, this is, and I think that what we need to be doing is progressive people who already, you know, we're the choir. We need to be pointing out how the anti-choir is playing against us. And I just, I find it very interesting. Sharon in West Virginia.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Sharon.
Thank you for taking a minute
before the break. Yeah.
Okay. Basically, just reiterating what your last several callers have said. I mean, I was watching the cutaways and people looking like they were asleep. And this morning, as I was getting ready to come to work, I had CNN on, and everybody is, all the talking heads are talking about how the Democrats blew it. And this is why I listened to your show. I was not aware of the fact that Fox was doing the camera feed, and now it all makes sense. So I'll let you go, and thank you very much for all the work you're doing.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Sharon. Bob, you're an old hand at this stuff. We have 30 seconds. It's not enough, but how do we fight back against this?
Well, I think part of it is what you're doing. It's revealing it so people are aware that this is a conscious and concerted conspiracy, really, to try to shape news coverage. And part of it is to retell the story. It's a great story, and it needs to be retold over and over again.
Yeah, very well said. Bob Borisaj, Our Future, the Campaign for America's Future. And any other affiliations you want to...
Chair of the Progressive Majority Board.
Trying to build a progressive majority
at the state and local level.
Well done. Bob, thank you very much. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the Democratic National Convention. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
The hardest part of any home improvement project is finding a good quality contractor, somebody who's going to do the job right, complete it on time and within budget, and not going to hassle you. So who do you call? Who do you trust when you need a plumber, a painter, an electrician? I'll tell you who to call. Like me, call Angie's List. Before we signed up for Angie's List, we had a disaster contractor install a kitchen counter. We used Angie's List to find a handyman to show up and fix everything. They really came through for us. More than 650,000 homeowners nationwide use Angie's List for ratings and reviews on more than 300 service categories, even doctors. It's a word-of-mouth network for consumers. Angie's List is a growing collection of homeowners' real-life experiences with local service companies. Now the people who join Angie's List, they're like you. They're looking for a way to find trustworthy companies that perform high-quality work. To join Angie's List, go to AngiesList.com and eliminate the fear of hiring the wrong company. I joined Angie's List, and you should too, today at AngiesList.com. 1-888-888-LIST. 888-888-LIST.
I'm Chris Grimazio, and I approve this message. Arizona's District 6 needs a new voice, one that will bring some real working-class perspective back to Washington. Affordable health care, improving education, revitalizing our infrastructure, and strengthening our middle class are my top priorities. It's time for some real accountability on Capitol Hill. Let's put common people and common sense back in government. I've been recommended by the Arizona Republic, endorsed by the UA 469 Plumbers and Pipefitters Union, the United Transportation Union, Local 807, and Mesa City Council member Dennis Kavanaugh. On September 2nd, vote for the candidate that can offer you the courage, the vision, and the voice to speak for those so long silenced. Please visit chrisgrimazio.com to learn more. Then, vote for Chris Grimazio for District 6 U.S. Congress.
If you're a regular working-class person, you understand the current problems facing our community. Paid for by Chris Grimazio for Congress.
I'm Chris Grimazio, and I approve this message.
1480 KPHX would like to take this opportunity to pass along our rules regarding contests and drawings. No purchase is ever necessary to enter a KPHX contest. To enter by mail, send a postcard with your name, address, age, and phone number to 1480 KPHX Contest, 824 East Washington Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85034. You must be 18 years or older to enter and win. Staff and families of KPHX or Nova M Radio, its agencies, advertisers, and contest sponsors are not eligible. KPHX is not responsible for late, lost, or misdirected entries. No substitutions or cash alternatives will be given for prizes. All federal, state, and local taxes are the winner's responsibility. All decisions of KPHX are final, and you can only win once every 30 days. Void where prohibited by law. Specific rules for each contest are available at the 1480 KPHX studios at 824 East Washington Street, Phoenix, Arizona, or online at 1480kphx.com. We wish all our listeners the best of luck in winning, and thanks for listening to 1480 KPHX.
Hi, I'm Zach White, co-founder of 76 Mortgage, and I'd like to talk to you about the current real estate market in Phoenix. Right now, short sales and foreclosures are at an all-time high in Arizona. This has created a small window of opportunity for every type of home buyer. In some cases, properties are selling below 60% of their market value. Real estate investors and speculators have already started buying these properties at a rapid pace. We at 76 Mortgage have a goal: help our clients take full advantage of the current Arizona real estate market. We have hand-selected real estate agents who are experts at getting our clients the best possible deal in today's market. 76 Mortgage still offers the best rates and lowest fees, and we are still offering no money out-of-pocket financing to qualified borrowers. Mortgage rates are still low, and it's a buyer's market. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information, call 76 Mortgage today at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to 76mortgage.com.
MB number 0907413.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Okay, this one's for you, Barack Obama. At first I was ahead, I was satisfied. Didn't think that you could win, that you were too unqualified. But I've spent oh so many days working on that campaign trail. Did you think I'd fail, that I'd give up?
See, I'm telling you, the corporate media in this country will do anything to keep from talking about the fact that the corporate media is part of the corporatocracy, this relatively small ruling elite that basically controls, and no, this is not a conspiracy theory. Look at any industry. Talk to any entrepreneur who's tried to start a business in the last 20 years. In any industry, you've got a handful of very massive, in many cases, multinational corporations who control basically every industry. And the bottom line for them is squeeze all the blood out of the middle class that they can. And that's what's going on. And the corporate media, it does not want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about health care. They don't want to talk about the fact that Social Security will be solvent for the next 75 years if we simply lift the cap so that Bill Gates pays the same amount in Social Security taxes as you and me. I'm on a rant here. And you all know the song. Jeff in Tacoma. Let's pick up some calls. Stay, Jeff.
Hey, Tom, great to hear from you. I wanted to let everybody know that the Internet still hasn't caught up with this story. You're ahead of the game as usual. I'd like to encourage anybody who has a blogging account, who goes on Daily Cost, whatever, to please explain what's happening, because so often bloggers spend all their time talking about the content of the speeches, and they ignore stuff like this, which is the real political reality, which is at the
Well, I'm in the media, so this stuff is just so visible to me, you know. And you know, my last book, Cracking the Code, is all about subliminal communication and how, you know, the sub cues and all this kind of stuff. And so it was just, did you see the same thing I saw? I mean, did you get the same sense?
Absolutely, and it really pissed me off, because that was probably the best speech I've ever heard.
Yes.
You know, it was real.
It absolutely was.
It was like being in her living room and having her pour out her heart to you. I wanted to give her a hug, you know.
Yeah.
That's how good it was. And for Fox News to get away with this without Democrats crying foul, it's shame on us. And so I think everybody who has a blogging account, everybody who can write a letter to the editor to please bring this up, because the mainstream of society will not get it unless they are pounded it into their head that we are being given a false impression of our own convention.
Yeah, well said. Jeff, thank you very much. Amy in Maryland. Hey, Amy.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, great. Okay, I just wanted to sort of put a positive story, but I would be the first one to talk about right-wing media bias, but ever since MSNBC put on Rachel Maddow, I'm glued to them. And I don't know if they
Isn't
have the same
great?
Speed, but I just remember Keith Olbermann talking about all the crying women he saw in the audience.
Yeah, because he was here. See, he was physically here. When I talk to the people who were here, they're like, last night was out of the park, and it was incredible, and it was amazing, and it was, and when I talk to people who saw it on TV, they're like, you know, it seemed to be a lot of people yawning, you know, not yawning, but
I wonder if it was the same feed, because I think he was taught. I mean, I think they showed a lot of crying women.
Yeah, they did.
This wasn't
100%. But it was enough. That shouldn't have been, in my opinion.
Right. No, I totally agree. I didn't see the other ones, and I don't know if they all have the same feet or not.
It's a fascinating time. Thanks, Amy. Good to hear from you. Is it Lone or Ione in Lake Oswego?
Well, it's Ione, but my friend calls me Ione. I don't know if Mike, who called you earlier, saw the same thing that I saw, because I watched C-SPAN last night, and it was, I saw all the crying women and all the, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm getting colorblind, because I just noticed that there were people that were moved, like Michelle.
Yeah, well, I saw some crying women, too, and maybe, I don't think so, but, you know, maybe I'm overreacting, I don't know, but I own. Thank you. Thanks for weighing in on that. Let's Dan in Aurora, Colorado. Speaking of Colorado,
hi.
Hey Dan.
Hi Tom. How are you doing?
Good.
Are you there?
I am. Rats. I just dumped Dan. Dan, I'm very sorry. This is not the computer I normally use. Let's go to Kat in Huntington Beach, California. Dan, try and give us a call back. Hey Kat.
Hi Tom. How are you?
Just fine. What's up?
I watched a little C-SPAN, and CNN was just horrific, but MSNBC with Keith Olbermann and Chris, it was out of the park. They were.
Well, their commentary was brilliant.
And they did show. I mean, after I started watching from Carolyn Kennedy on, and I was just crying my little heart out.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And
that's wonderful.
I came away with their coverage being the best.
MSNBC, absolutely.
Yeah.
And what we found, thank you, Kat, and what we found is thanks a lot for the call. Oops, somehow this button just got locked down again. And in Portland, for example, you can no longer get MSNBC, and in Pittsburgh, you can no longer get MSNBC unless you pay extra for the premium channels. So, you know, very strange. Bill in Seminole, Florida. Bill, we'll get just a half a minute here before we have to wrap up this hour.
Okay.
You're on the air, Bill.
I'm so sorry. I have to tell you, you know, you were right about this. I think that your guest Bob missed the point when he thought that this was not a big deal. You're nailing this, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that you're saying stuff like this. Do you know who's doing the pool coverage for the Republicans?
I don't.
That would be a really good thing to find out.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm sure
even
half a dozen people will email
me. Question after question about Hillary after speakers were coming down off the podium last night. We switched to C-SPAN. It was much, much better.
Yeah. I'm guessing that the folks in our chat room will track this down because they're really good at doing that kind of stuff fast. Bill, I'm sure by the end of the show we'll know who's doing the full coverage for the RNC. The Teddy Kennedy, oh man, that was wonderful. Michelle Obama, one of the best, certainly the best spouse speech ever, one of the best speeches ever. Pool coverage sucked. 57 minutes past the hour.
This is Tom Hartman.
A study done at Purdue University showed that 97% of people talk to their pets. I have many conversations with Higgins. He never shuts up. If you even walk by him while he's sleeping, he'll make a sound. Meow, 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 meow. He's got all kinds of voices. Do you believe you should give your cat every advantage? Of course you do. So you might be interested in Purina One Indoor Advantage Hairball and Healthy Weight Formula. Purina One Indoor Advantage Hairball and Healthy Weight Formula is formulated to address the special needs of indoor cats. It has a natural fiber blend that helps minimize hairballs while promoting healthy digestion. It's high in protein to help maintain lean muscle mass while promoting healthy weight. I switched Higgins to Purina One 2 years ago, and we see the difference in a shinier coat and more energy. Indoor, outdoor, every cat can benefit from the Purina One 30-day challenge. It comes with a real difference guarantee. If you're not satisfied, Purina One will give you a full refund on a 3.5-pound bag of dry cat food. If you've never called before, now is a great time. Get your 30-day challenge kit and information on the real difference guarantee by calling 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW.
Arizona families are hurting. Food and gas prices keep going up while home values and paychecks are going down. The politicians talk a lot, spend our tax money on committees and studies, but nothing seems to get done. I'm Kara Kelty. And while we can't fix everything, we can fix some things, beginning with ending our dependence on foreign oil by creating our own clean, affordable energy, including solar and wind power. That creates new jobs while protecting our environment. And it's why I'm asking for your vote to the Arizona Corporation Commission.
The Arizona Republic says Kara Kelty stands out for her breadth and depth of knowledge about energy. She would get off to a fast start in the job. As a former Flagstaff Council member, she knows how to match policy to community interests. Vote early today for Kara Kelty or at the polls on September 2nd. Paid for by Kara Kelty for Corporation Commission, online at KaraKelty.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The focus of the Democratic convention turns to Hillary Clinton and her supporters tonight. Senator Clinton will deliver a speech that is meant to rally support for the party's nominee, Barack Obama. Political historian Alan Lichtman says she needs to echo the themes of the Obama campaign.
She's got to talk about the historic importance of this election and how critical it is to get the Republicans out of office and elect Barack Obama president of the United States.
Meanwhile, the McCain campaign is out with another ad that uses comments made by Hillary Clinton during the primaries.
I know Senator McCain has a lifetime of experience that he will bring to the White House, and Senator Obama has a speech he gave in 2002.
Hillary's right. John McCain for president.
Three men who police had thought were plotting to assassinate Barack Obama at the Democratic National Convention now will only face gun charges. A federal law enforcement official in Denver says the three who were arrested Sunday are not expected to be charged with making threatening statements, conspiracy, or other national security-related crimes. Secretary of State Rice is in the Mideast, where she's pressing for progress on peace. The AP's Mark Levie reports one of the sticking points are Israeli settlements in the West Bank.
Secretary Rice said the construction in Israeli settlements in the West Bank is undermining peace efforts because it prejudices the final outcome. Israel and the Palestinians haven't agreed on borders between their states yet.
Rice also said it's regrettable that the Russian president recognized the independence of two breakaway Georgian provinces. Some signs of improvement in the housing industry. Sales of new homes were up last month more than 2%. Economist Dave Siders with the National Association of Home Builders.
I think it's a glimmer of good news. We've been expecting the new home sales numbers to be sort of gravitating toward a cyclical low here pretty soon anyway.
On Wall Street at this hour, a slight uptick. The Dow is up by about 8 points. Oil prices also trading a little higher today. This is AP Radio News. Two more deaths are being linked to a bacterial outbreak in Canada that's tied to tainted meat.
There are 26 confirmed listeriosis outbreak strain types of cases. And of those 26, there are 12 deaths that are associated with the strain that have been confirmed.
The contamination is a type of food poisoning that can be dangerous to the elderly, newborns, pregnant women, and people with chronic medical conditions. A former student at the University of North Carolina has now been sentenced to up to 33 years in prison for plowing his SUV into a crowd on campus. He said he did it to avenge Muslim deaths overseas. A body has been found in a burned home in Idaho. A wildfire forced the evacuation of more than 100 residents near Boise. Haiti is being hit today with high winds and heavy rains from Hurricane Gustav. The storm is expected to move along the southern coast of Cuba before it moves into the Gulf of Mexico. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by the Chevy Employee Discount. The GM Employee Discount for everyone is here. You pay what Chevy employees pay and not a cent more on all 08 models. At participating dealers only. Take delivery by September 2nd. Go to Chevy.com for details.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Truth Seekers, it's Kathy Malloy. Let me tell you, after a busy day chasing our four-year-old daughter around the house and producing 3 hours of Take No Prisoners talk radio each night, I'm usually too exhausted at the end of the day to even think about my skin or what I can do to protect it. But now that I'm 40, excuse me, I realize that time is marching on and it's leaving little footprints all over my face. So I tried this great new product called Night Skin, and it actually worked. Night Skin was developed by cosmetic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and it's more than a simple moisturizer. Night Skin has collagen enhancers, retinol, vitamin C, and glycolic acid, so it's like getting an overnight facial. Mike also appreciates my softer, smoother skin. I may even try it on him one night. Maybe we could try it on each other. Anyway, you can try it risk-free. Just call 1-800-573-0477 or click on the Night Skin banner ad at MikeMalloy.com. Call 1-800-573-0477. You'll be glad you did.
Has right-wing babble just about driven you over the edge? You are not alone. Come detox with us at democracyinteractive.com. Democracy Interactive is a real-time online community where you can chat with fellow progressives across the country and around the world. You can also catch up on the latest news, reviews, and interviews with great guests like Nova M's own Mike Malloy. So join us. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll see Dick Cheney in a Darth Vader helmet. democracyinteractive.com. It's time to get your chat on.
Introduce your business to the buying power of the LGBT community. Advertising with Equality Arizona is tremendous exposure for your business. Hi, I'm Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. To learn more about advertising on Equality Arizona Radio, send an email to radio@equalityarizona.org or call Mita at 602-650-0900.
Stephanie Miller.
And he says you gotta make $5 million before you're rich. He still didn't give a number, by the way, yesterday. He said, I define rich in other ways besides income. Some people are wealthy and rich in their lives and their children and their ability to educate them. Others are poor if they're billionaires.
He didn't say
Some
that.
Some people living in cardboard boxes live a very rich life. Mm-hmm.
Some people, for instance, married much poorer beer heiresses than I did, and I feel for those people.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Now, live from the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado, this is the Tom Hartman Program.
6 minutes past the hour in this second hour of our program. Welcome back, my friends. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting live from the DNC in Colorado. And Thomas Buffenbarger is with me. He's the international president of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. Hey, welcome, Thomas.
Good to be on your show, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Well, welcome, President Buffenbarger.
Wow, that sounds ominous, doesn't it?
You were, I'm assuming, on the floor last night.
I was on the floor last night watching the proceedings, listening to the speakers, and enjoying a good opening to the Democratic Convention.
Yeah. And your sense of how everything went, it seemed to me like,
they knocked it
out of the park.
I think it went very well yesterday. This is my sixth convention, a little different opening, but probably the one I've enjoyed the most.
Interesting. So you've seen a bunch of these.
Yes, I have.
That's fascinating.
I'd like to talk about the state of labor with you for a moment, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Because, you know, one of the things that the Republicans want to make sure everybody is talking about is whether or not Hillary Clinton's people are unhappy, or whether or not Michelle Obama, you know, smiled enough or whatever. But, you know, really what we've got in America is a middle class that is vanishing at a precipitous rate. And about the only thing standing astride, to paraphrase William F. Buckley, oddly enough, standing astride the arc of history shouting stop, are the labor unions.
That's right. Somebody's got to do it. And we have had a very long and...
Flip us over to Comrex.
Hello. The board is...
We just lost the power.
Hello. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. I can hear you. I just can't hear me.
Here, we just went down. Try that one for his mic.
Is my mic still hot? It's... I don't know. Well, let's continue, and let's just assume that
sure.
We're on the air here,
well,
Tom.
Well, I wish when we had a state of labor in America, we would have good governance, and the people who work hard every day would see the what the government can do for them. But
yeah.
Here we are in the United States today, on the verge of a historic election. We need to make a correction to the course of this great ship. And we intend to do that when Barack Obama becomes the President of the United States.
Okay. It's going to take, though, more than just making Barack Obama president. It seems to me that that's the day, not that the work ends, but that the day the work begins. If you look at Franklin Roosevelt came to office in the election of 1932. He ran as Casper Milquetoast. He ran as I'm Not Herbert Hoover. Basically, he had, you know, he didn't lay out a progressive vision for America. He didn't lay out what the New Deal was going to be. He was arguably pushed into that. He got it that the American people, that the parade was marching down the street, and he damn well better get out in front of it with a flag. You know, Teddy Roosevelt did the same thing. It took him a couple of years of his presidency to figure it out, but he did the same thing. And I'd say Lyndon Johnson, the guy who had spent his entire life fighting civil rights. I mean, here was the, you know, just famously racist cracker from the South who got it, who figured it out and turned everything around. We have to, as workers in America, as citizens in the United States, we have to push our elected officials to say we do want to have card check, we do want to have the Employee Free Choice Act, we do want to have strong labor.
Well, let's go back to your description of the previous presidents, Teddy and Franklin and Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah.
All were, in a funny kind of way, accidental presidents.
Yeah.
And they emerged in our nation's darkest hours to offer the kind of leadership and the inspiring vision the American people were desperately looking for. And today, the American people are desperately looking for someone who will challenge them and gives them a vision and an aspiration to work toward. And that's why we have to make Barack Obama the President of the United States. We know we're headed down the wrong road. The people want to turn it around. They want to leave the kind of legacy that they found themselves in, a hope and opportunity for the future of their own children and generations beyond. We have great challenges before us. We need a president that will articulate those challenges and then put us to work. And that's what we want to do in America. We want to work, we want to earn our way, and we want to make it a better place, and certainly leave it that way.
We're talking with Thomas Buffenbarger. He is the international president of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. I've had a number of conservatives on my show, I debate them routinely, who are going off on, and there's some very effective, frankly, advertising that's being done mostly at the state level, but it's being done all over the country, saying you want your vote to be private, the union bosses, here you are, the union bosses are going to intimidate you, and this is a meme, a thought virus that is actually catching some traction. And one of my callers shared with me an observation, and I've made it a mission to try and share it with every labor leader that I find, of how to turn this around and flip it back at them. These guys say, you want your vote to be private. Yes, you know, I'd like my vote to be private. What we're talking about with card check is not a vote. What we're talking about with card check is registering to vote. And the way to flip this around is to say to those conservatives, oh, you think that... that you don't want me... How would you feel if I showed up to vote for president and I wasn't registered to vote? And when I register to vote, should I be secret? Should nobody know who I am or how I'm registering? And, you know, obviously the answer is no.
And if the labor union, if the labor movement could overnight reinvent the Employee Free Choice Act and card check as voter registration rather than as voting, you could completely blow down this right-wing thing that I'm telling you is starting to take down card check.
I think we need card check registration in a big way. It's a way for the American worker to express their sentiments and make a determination on what's best for their lives. But if that fails, if the right wing succeeds in destroying the purity of that proposal, then I think we should adopt one of their tactics. Since the right wing really believes the best form of government is a deregulated government, that the best form of an economy is a deregulated economy, and look at all the things we've deregulated today, sure. And let's look how successfully it's working. Transportation, oil and gas, telephone rates, insurance rates, everything's been deregulated. I think it's time we deregulate the other factor of the economic equation, and that's let's deregulate the labor movement. If we can't have sensible laws that allow people to express themselves and to form and join unions like every other nation on the earth has, even in communist China, then let's take this deregulated capitalism to the fullest extent we can. Let's deregulate the labor movement, and if we want to go back to the laws of the jungle, which management seems to want to take us to, I think we ought to meet them there.
If we still had reasonable trade policies, I would absolutely agree with you. You know, because from the founding of this country until Reagan came into office, we had an average 40% import on a tariff on imports, and it's average 2% right now. And in my opinion, a lot of the reason for that had nothing to do with trade; it had to do with busting labor in the United States. We're talking with Thomas Buffenbarger. He is the president of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. My dad worked 40 years at a tool and die shop in Lansing, Michigan.
My trade, tool and die.
Yeah, but my recollection is that the union that he was, it wasn't called, Aerospace Workers wasn't in the name at that time. Or am I just misremembering? Because I always remembered it also as the
FLCIO. It was about 1956 we added the term Aerospace Workers to it. But this union is an old union. It's 120 years old this year, and we've been around since our foundation on the railroads back in 1888. And now today, when you see that space shuttle launch, that's an IAM member making that possible. So we have covered the whole history of our nation in transportation, manufacturing, and services, and defense of the United States of America.
Yeah, well, the IAM is a great union. I'm telling you, Dad, yeah, I mean, he... when he died, his house was paid off, single salary. He raised four boys. You know, it put some of us through school to the extent that, you know, we could function. And your mom is still alive. She still has a pension. I mean, you know,
isn't that what America's supposed to be?
He had health care right up until the day he died.
He earned every bit of that.
You bet.
For you and your family.
You bet. You bet. And that's the thing that you know, Americans just are not getting.
Alex, I'm going to turn my gain up a whole bunch here because I'm not hearing time cues. I'm not hearing music. There we go. Okay. So
we have about a minute left, I'm guessing.
Sure.
So in that minute, what do people who are not members of labor unions, which is now tragically the majority of American workers, what do they do to support the labor movement and support the labor movement's efforts to bring back the middle class?
They should get to know the labor movement a little bit and maybe follow our lead in this election, because the advantage we have is the ability to communicate and interact with a large block of voters out there.
Yeah.
And the labor movement does a great job on delivering the message to the voters, our members. If you don't belong to a union, listen to that union message, because it's your benefit, your concern, your well-being we're concerned about too. We want to raise everyone's vote. We want to give everybody the access to opportunity in this country. We helped make that opportunity possible. Now we're fighting to keep it alive. So help us, and I think we'll have a great turnout on Election Day in 2008.
Thomas Buffenbarger, he is International President of the IAM, the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. Take a break at 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the Democratic National Convention. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
As Democrats gather in Denver to nominate Barack Obama and set the party's agenda, we want change. We need big change, and we need it now. More than 70% of Americans think the country is on the wrong track. 8 years of George Bush have brought us a disastrous economy, a catastrophic war, shame on the world stage, and poverty and pain here at home. This week in Denver, Democrats will set the stage to put Barack Obama in the White House and elect a pro-worker Congress and more pro-worker governors. The energy and hope are amazing. And after Democrats win on November 4th, it'll be a new day for America. Jobs, not Wall Street bailouts. Healthcare, not insurance company profits. Affordable housing, not foreclosures. And peace. Finally, peace, not war. It's time we create justice for all. That's what the Democrats are starting in Denver. And that's the job all of us will finish after Election Day. Learn more at SEIU.org. SEIU is responsible for the content of this advertising. SEIU.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Cancer. It's a frightening word, especially when they tell you your only option is chemotherapy. Well, I am a different kind of doctor. I treat cancer naturally, with treatments that have been successfully used for decades and get you feeling better and stronger again in the process. The great majority of my patients who stick with this program go into remission, or improve and stabilize, or are on their way there. Many of my cancer patients continue working at their jobs while getting treatment. One of my patients rides his bicycle several hours a day. A few others frequently go hiking in the mountains. These are cancer patients who are right now getting their cancer treatment from me. My name is Dr. Colleen Huber. I am a naturopathic medical doctor, a physician licensed here in Arizona to treat cancer and other diseases, and at my medical office we do treat cancer naturally. Here's how. Dr. Linus Pauling was the only person in history to be awarded two solo Nobel Prizes. His work with vitamin C and cancer was groundbreaking 4 decades ago. These days, we use much higher doses of vitamin C intravenously. In total, we use up to a dozen different natural cancer fighters with each patient, tailored to specific individual needs, and we do work with local oncologists. I am Dr. Colleen Huber, and the doctors in my medical office are here to help you defeat cancer. Call 480-839-2800. That's 480-839-2800. Or visit our website, natureworksbest.com. And I repeat, and this is the truth. NatureWorksBest.com.
Don't you love Progressive Talk? I do. After listening to Randy or Malloy, I just want to cuddle up with someone special and talk about the day's events and what I've just heard. I signed up at DemocraticMatch.com, the Internet's progressive dating oasis. Unlike conventional dating sites, DemocraticMatch.com has all liberal membership. And I love the liberal chat rooms. There's even private chat for when the discussion gets heated. At Democratic Match, I never have to run into Mr. Right Wing. Just Mr. Right, which is less than I can say for the bar scene or the office. And Dems are so hot. DemocraticMatch.com gives me a huge photo gallery, and you should see my pics. I've already met so many intelligent, informed, progressive singles at Democratic Match to grab dinner with or meet up with just for rallies, man. And several even have soulmate potential. Go to DemocraticMatch.com today and tell your friends where to meet, date, and network with fellow life-loving liberals. Progressives only. Go to www.democraticmatch.com.
This is a required weekly test of the emergency alert system on 1480 KPHX. This is only a test. This concludes the test of the emergency alert system on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
It's live radio. Alex, put your headphones on. Do you notice we've one of those two streams? No, it's coming. It's what's coming back from the board. You pot it back up, and Chris, what you're feeding us from the board is my own audio coming back, not mix minus. So I'm hearing an echo with a half second delay, which will make me crazy. But we'll continue it. Alex, you need to turn it back up again because I need to hear the callers. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Boy, it's hard to talk when you're hearing yourself. John in Issaquah, Washington. Hey, John, what's up?
John from Issaquah.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, okay. The reason I'm calling is I like to see the Democrats, you know, really go after the Republicans in their advertisement. And the advertisement that I would like to see the Democrats put out would go something like this, to show McCain and probably Romney and show their net worth with a caption that says something like, which one of do you think these candidates have you in mind, when they show their net worth, and then you could relate your own net worth.
Well, it's not just their net worth, John. It's also, if you look at Mitt Romney, you know, much of his money came from buying companies, firing workers, just dumping them wholesale, getting rid of people, and you know, basically, you know, pump and dump. I mean, you know, so it's I think that's something. I'd rather highlight their behavior, frankly, than I would their wealth or their personality. Although I do think that this, how many houses do you have? How many kitchen tables do you have? I think that this is getting some traction. Steve in Albany, New York. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. I wanted to call in and say basically that, you know, the feeds from the different, I don't think we can blame everything, the coverage on Fox News, because I was watching the convention on the internet last night, and there's many feeds that you can look at yourself just on the internet. I was watching C-SPAN and CNN, and the networks, you know, are making their own choices as to what they show from those choice of feeds.
And no, they're not. The agreement that the networks have is that there will be one network, and this is all the networks get together, and they basically work this out, that there will be one network that decides to carry. Alex, I'll do my headphone thing. Is that there will be one network that carries everything, and Alex, pop that back up. Oh, it is. Okay, great. That will carry everything, and that, you know, they all go along with it. So right now, the entire feed is coming from Fox, and the other networks have really no choice in that.
But they have more than one camera, and they're choosing what they show their own audience. Because last night, when I was watching, simultaneously, I was watching four feeds from CNN and one from C-SPAN.
Right.
And the internet, the ones on the internet don't have as much commentary, for one, which is nice. But when I was watching the main feed for CNN, which is the one that's closest to what you see on television, when the Republican congressman came out and started talking, they started doing replays of Nancy Pelosi.
Oh,
and
that's interesting.
The only reason I knew that the Republican congressman was actually speaking is because I had C-SPAN up at the same time.
That's interesting, because I had several people this morning tell me that there was this Republican congressman who did this just incredible job, and I didn't see it last night. And I watched from the time Nancy Pelosi started until the end. I was sort of half watching and half, you know, doing email and internet stuff and talking to my wife on the phone, and, you know, kind of in between events and things. But wow, I didn't realize that they didn't even run that. That's terrible.
No.
Steve, thank you very much for that. Tamara in Joplin, Missouri. Hey, Tamara.
Good morning, Tom. Hello, chat room. Tom, I'm calling to comment about what I saw on C-SPAN this morning.
Mm-hmm.
They had panned to where some idiots had painted on the side of the mountain there in Denver, "Democrats kill unborn children," and highlighted it in DNC. And I really hope they catch them, they make them clean it up, but the environmental impact on the lichen and the moss that the animals eat will take years to regrow. And I also have a comment to the people that painted it. They say that we kill unborn children. Well, I say the Republican Party kills uninsured children when their president vetoes insuring more children under our current health care system.
Yeah, Tamara, well said and spot on. Thank you very much. Incredible. We have just a minute here before the break. Dan in Aurora, Colorado. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Tom. Welcome to Denver.
I
just wanted to comment on the coverage of the convention, and my question is, you know, of course, Democrats always figure it after the fact, but, you know, why don't they put out their own pool? Why don't they control it? You know, even if it costs them $1 million or $2 million, it would be worth every penny. They're going to spend more than that on commercials just during this week.
Yeah.
and they could control it, and, you know, they would get the exact impression they want. They would be able to make it. You know, it's the largest commercial in the whole season for them, the convention.
Just faded out on. Absolutely agree that the DNC should take control of this. They should have some say in what's going on out there rather than just turning it all over to Roger Ailes. It's just absolutely creepy to think that Roger Ailes is controlling what we're all seeing. 27, and all that said, boy, those were two great speeches last night. 27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the DNC in Denver, Colorado.
Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Barrios at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Day two, I'm Ed Donahue. Hillary Clinton speaks tonight in Denver at the Democratic Convention. She is expected to call on her supporters to show some party unity and support Barack Obama. Obama is in Kansas City talking about Michelle Obama's speech last night at the convention.
What did y'all think about my wife last night? She was good. Wasn't she good? Puts a little pressure on me.
Investigators say they don't think three men arrested in the Denver area posed any threat to Barack Obama. They are facing only gun charges. A woman died after a flash flood hit the town of Big River in California. A body was found in one of the homes destroyed by a wind-whipped wildfire in Idaho. The conference board says consumer confidence showed better than expected improvement in August. The conference board's Lynn Franco says the situation may improve heading into next year.
We still appear to be sort of stuck in neutral.
Sales of new homes rose in July. Oil prices are higher. The Dow is up about 10 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy.
Time we stop, children, what's that sound?
Independent media for a truth-starved world. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm melting! I'm melting! I'll get you, my pretty!
No, Wicked Witch. You need to get leading-edge air conditioning. Then you wouldn't be melting from the Arizona heat, right, Toto? Leading Edge Air Conditioning will come to your castle no matter where in the valley it's located. They'll find the problem, fix it, guarantee replacement parts for a full 2 years, so whether you have an air conditioning emergency or need a free quote on a new system or a system inspection, they'll provide prompt professional service 24 hours a day.
I'm melting!
stop with the melting! And call Leading Edge Air Conditioning at 480-855-7077. Maybe if you got your air fixed, you wouldn't be such a witch.
So stop waving your broom around trying to keep cool and call Leading Edge Air Conditioning. Don't live on the edge. Get the edge with Leading Edge Air Conditioning. Call 480-855-7077 or visit WeCoolArizona.com.
480-855-7077. Got the time, honey?
5 to 9.
But it's the middle of the afternoon, Steve. Wait, you've been acting strange since we called 5 to 9.
When you're offline, call 5 to 9.
Sweetie, 5 to 9 computer service was great. 5 to 9 came to us on our time to get our computer back online. But you're driving me crazy with this 5 to 9 thing.
Just one more time.
Fine.
When you're offline, call 5 to 9.
5 to 9 will get you back online in no time.
So call 5 to 9 for all your computer repair needs at 602-535-5699. That's 602-535-5699.
About Face is moving. We will still be on from 3 to 4 p.m., but we'll be moving to Sundays. Veterans for Peace Phoenix will continue to bring you a strong list of guests. We'll continue to agitate for veterans and against war. We'll continue to oppose those who would try to duck their responsibility to veterans, destroy our working class, and cause suffering in the world for their profit. Tune in at 3 p.m. on Sunday for About Face.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I'd be glad to give you the legislative record of my efforts.
You're going to burn in hell, boy! Your head is going to continue to get full of them cancers until it falls off if you don't stop.
What do you mean? You fought for the recognition of the King Holiday in Arizona. Oh, my God!
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
And welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you on Air America Radio. Congresswoman Allison Schwartz is with us, a member of Congress from the 13th District of Pennsylvania, serving her second term in the House of Representatives. You don't need to wear them. That's okay.
I don't need that.
Yeah,
good.
We can just talk.
We can do that. That's good. All right, great.
Leading health care executive in Philadelphia prior to signing on for Congress, right?
And while I was in the state Senate for 14 years before Congress, so had a little bit of time in between.
Oh, my, yeah. So what's happening? I'm assuming that health care is one of your major issues.
Absolutely. Absolutely, as it is for most Americans.
And where do we go with this? What is?
Well, we need Senator Obama to be President Obama. That's a beginning, actually. It's step one if we're really going to help make sure that all Americans have access to quality health care coverage.
How do we accomplish this beyond? I mean, right now you're talking to the choir. And most of our listeners are, you know, solid progressives, and many of them are dedicated Democrats and you know, progressive independents. How do those of us on this side of these issues reach out and inform the other side, particularly when we have organizations like Fox and others doing such a great job of demonizing us? And demonizing and demagoguing these issues?
Well, one of the things I've heard, and I represent a very moderate district, and I hear from a lot of my constituents, and I think we hear this across the country, is that increasing numbers of Americans are saying, I have to pay more for my employer-based health coverage. I don't have the kind of coverage I need and want. Businesses are coming to us and saying, I can't afford it. So I think the way to do this is to say, our goal is to get health coverage to all Americans. We're not looking to completely disrupt the system, but we are looking to improve it, to be smarter about the way we provide care, to be able to make sure that we're providing quality. We're incentivizing efficiency, that we are actually getting the right kind of care to all Americans.
So
I think really what we want to say also, and I think this is what Senator Obama's talked about, and certainly I support this wholeheartedly, is that, look, if you're happy with your health coverage, you get to keep it.
Right.
And 55% of Americans get their health coverage through employers. they can keep it. The employers are fine with it, and the employees are fine with it. We're not looking to disrupt it. We're not looking to disrupt Medicare or CHIP, which I think has really worked so well. And we want Americans to have choices.
Right.
But you know, that said, we know that it is simply too expensive, and a lot of Americans need to have access to broader coverage, buy into big group policies like the federal employees. You know, there are things we could do. We could be smarter about prevention. We could be smarter in the way we deliver our health care to Americans. So let's say we're open to options. I think sometimes we think that the only way to do this is single payer, the only way to do this is a way another country's done it. We're going to come up with a uniquely American solution, and we should.
Yeah, well said. Congresswoman Alison Schwartz, Congresswoman, thank you for dropping by and talking
with
us today.
Absolutely, good to be here. Enjoy the convention.
Is there a website that you'd refer people to? Is it house.gov/Schwartz?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And check out my work, and always appreciate hearing from folks.
Great. Thank you
okay.
so much for
You're
dropping
welcome.
By. It's
All
very
right.
nice to meet you. And I believe that John Podesta is going to be with us. John Podesta, the founder of the Center for American Progress, AmericanProgress.org, one of my favorite resources, one of my favorite people, great guy, John Podesta. John, you don't even need to use the headphones. Just, you know, we're live and on the air right now. So, John, you were on a panel yesterday that I was moderating, and you made some really good points. You want to reprise some of that stuff?
Well, I just written this book called The Power of Progress, and it really focuses on the global challenges the country faces. But it goes back in history, and it looks at the way progressives at the turn of the 20th century, activists, political leaders, people community leaders really came together and really built a progressive country. And that's what I think built out the middle class in this country, focusing on opportunity for everyone, focusing on the common good rather than special interests. Those values, I think, inform and empower the platform that's being presented here by the Obama-Biden ticket. And it's those values that I think are going to get the country moving again and get us the potential to really face these big issues of how do we restore our economy, make it work for working people, how do we deal with the energy crisis and the looming crisis that we face because of global warming, and how do we create a more sustainable security structure globally so that the United States has allies once again and abandons this preemptive war and unilateralism that got us into so much trouble in Iraq.
Yeah. Give us the title again of your book.
It's called The Power of Progress.
And the subtitle is
How Progressives Can Once Again Meet Our Challenge on the Global Economy, Global Energy, and Global Security.
That's great. I'm impressed that you're able to remember the subtitle. You know, because my publishers are always changing my subtitles, and I get them all screwed up. The movement in the 20s, and really starting in the 1880s,
yeah.
I think we could agree, from the Wobblies, you know, the Joe Hill, the whole bit. Those movements were born out of times of great pain. And there was a media that acknowledged that pain. Even William Randolph Hearst, who was certainly an advocate of the oligarchs, acknowledged the pain. In fact, he used it to sell newspapers. Today, by and large, that pain is invisible.
Right.
We don't see, you know, you will not see a network news. They might do a little fluff piece on somebody who lost their job or something, but nothing that really shows the big picture. How many, you know, what massive percentage of Americans are underwater in their mortgages, you know, that even would have had full equity in their homes, would have had them paid off by now back 30 years ago. And you know, the state of labor, it just is not happening. We've got to take back the media, too, don't we?
Yeah. Well, I think that's exactly right, Tom. To do a little history lesson, Teddy Roosevelt, when he ran on the Progressive Party ticket in 1912, supported the 8-hour day, the 6-day week, workers' compensation, work safety rules, a graduated income tax, an inheritance tax. He basically, the progressives of that era in both parties, were really fighting for social justice. They saw an economy that was really crushing working people, and they went about with ideas to try to build up, ultimately then joined with Franklin Roosevelt and the New Deal to really build the institutions, the minimum wage, etc., that have created the great middle class in this country.
But
we're now under the same pressure, and what we hear from the standard bearer who likes to say that my political hero is Teddy Roosevelt, is the economy's, the fundamentals of the economy are just fine.
Yeah,
you know,
John McCain. Yeah.
John McCain didn't say that in January. He said it last week on Laura Ingraham's radio show.
Yeah. And but the last generation of politicians, the last president who talked like this was Lyndon Johnson, in my opinion. You know, Jimmy Carter was prescient about the energy crisis and brilliant on it. But things were okay, you know, in America. The middle class, the strong middle class that Franklin Roosevelt created with the New Deal policies was still largely intact. You know, Carter inherited some inflation problems that were the result of all the deficit spending for the Vietnam War, kind of working their way out of the economy. But, you know, this whole stagflation thing, and, of course, the oil crisis of 72, whatever it was. But it's... Teddy Kennedy, you know, last night, his speech, you know, there's the grand old man talking about the issue. I don't think most Americans know that Teddy Kennedy for 30 years has been calling, saying health care should be a right, not a privilege.
Yeah.
And where are the major leaders in the Democratic Party who are speaking out strongly in favor of labor? I would argue that Bill Clinton actually did an awful lot to harm labor by pushing through NAFTA and CAFTA, or not CAFTA at the time, but NAFTA and the WTO. And GATT. I mean, I guess we're reinventing it, aren't we?
Well, I think that's what this campaign has been about. It's been all about, you know, John Edwards argued this in the campaign, you know, his current problems notwithstanding. I think he was right about his analysis of the American economy, what was happening to poor people, the need to create... to make it easier to join a union by passing the Employee Free Choice Act. You know, those are issues that can be, I think, front and center once again. I mean, I take a little bit of an issue with you on the Clinton legacy. I think that there's... Well, look, the trade thing is certainly a mixed bag, but if you look at what happened to working people and what happened in the unionized workforce, I think federal government tried to support unionization. I think that with respect to the 23 million jobs that were created, the wage growth that happened.
But Clinton wasn't thundering about the power. He wasn't as Franklin Roosevelt did.
No, I would agree with that. I think his political analysis and his argument was about working people. But I think that he dealt with the political circumstances that he had, and strong Republican Congress, and I think he moved the country forward.
Yeah.
I think the big lesson, again, to just sort of think about this historically a little bit, is that what characterized those early progressives was experimentation, reform, try something. If it didn't work, try something else.
Yeah.
But always focus on the common good and opportunity for working people.
Well, that was
that's got to be our mantra. You know, I'm a product of it. I was so proud of Michelle Obama last night. I grew up. The book talks about this. I grew up. My father was a factory worker. My grandfather, all my grandparents were immigrants. My grandfather unloaded bananas off of railroad cars in Chicago. You know, I was the president's chief of staff. That's an extraordinary story. But it's an ordinary story, too, for millions of Americans. We need to make that same opportunity available to millions more and this new generation of Americans who are struggling so much.
Yeah, and John Podesta, that's the progressive movement. I mean,
exactly.
That is the movement. And John Podesta, the title of your book?
The Power of Progress.
The Power of Progress. Pick it up. I have not yet read it. I'm really looking forward to it. I will be.
Thanks, John.
Absolutely will be. John Podesta, also, of course, AmericanProgress.org, Center for American Progress. Great work you're doing, John. Thanks so much for talking.
Thanks for having me on.
It is 45 minutes past one.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPAJAX.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. 0803.
Join us every Saturday at 12 noon for The Doctor Is In with host, board-certified cardiologist and internist, Dr. Myron Licht. Dr. Licht is one of the leading advocates for direct doctor-patient relations, and he's right here every Saturday to answer your questions on health, exercise, and nutrition, or online at thedoctorsin.com. The Doctor's In Saturday at noon, right here on 1480 KPHX.
In Phoenix, summer means heat, but it also means family barbecues, neighborhood gatherings, and cool pool parties. Entertaining can be fun when you leave the cleaning up to the professionals at the Healthy Home Cleaners. The Healthy Home Cleaners are in a league of their own. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and they truly care about the quality of air in your home, which is why they only use all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. The Healthy Home Cleaners is also a locally owned business who loves serving the progressive community. They've been a longtime supporter of 1480 KPHX and Nova M Radio. In fact, from now until August 30th, when you buy one cleaning, you'll get your second cleaning for half off when you mention 1480. It's the Healthy Home Cleaners' way of saying thank you to their fellow progressives. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. This summer, treat yourself and your guests to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. For years, I have been helping small to medium-sized businesses with their bookkeeping. As an expert in QuickBooks, office setups, organization, and maintenance, I pride myself on being fast and efficient. Services include, but are not limited to, monthly financials, payroll, payroll taxes, real property, and sales tax returns, even if you do business in multiple states and have large payrolls. In just a few weeks, I'll have you up and running. And for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. You won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. And when tax time rolls around, you will have a complete package without the worry to take to your CPA. For a full line of services, please visit my website at CamelviewAccounting.biz or call me right now at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484.
My Dish Now offers you their absolute best deal ever. Schedule your installation right now and get free installation, a free high-definition DVR upgrade that works on two TVs, a free year subscription to TV Guide, and an Apple iPod thank you gift just for switching to Dish Network. Grab your credit card and schedule now. There's no equipment to buy, and Dish Network packages start at under $20 a month. Call now, 1-800-610-7657. This amazing offer won't last long, so call now. 1-800-610-7657. 1-800-610-7657.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
It's not for you.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Radio Program, brought to you in part by the Teamsters, fighting to pass the Employee Free Choice Act. You can find out more at teamster.org. Yes, that's voter registration. And no, I don't know who's registered to vote. It makes sense. And by the way, tonight I'll be in here in Denver, actually in Lone Tree, Colorado, at the Park Meadows Mall, 6 o'clock, Borders Books. So I'll be signing Actually, I think we're going to be signing Cracking the Code, my most recent book, but there's 18 others there. We'll see how many they have. David Keith is with us. David Keith is the director of this...
I'm on the board.
On the board, I'm sorry.
The National Association to Protect Children.
The National Association to Protect Children. And, David, you're an actor?
I am. I'm most famous for having hung myself an officer and a gentleman many, many years ago.
Yeah, I thought you looked awful familiar.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've seen you in many things. And pleased to have you with us.
Thank
most
you.
Important, though, is what you're doing with us. This seems like a no-brainer. Barack Obama, yeah. Joe Biden, a bunch of Evan Bayh, Barbara Boxer, Casey, Clinton, Coleman. I mean, right across the board, a bunch of senators put together the Senate Bill 1738 that is designed to help protect children who have been kidnapped, who have been exploited into child pornography, who have been, their lives have been turned into hell, and missing and exploited children. And we've got Republicans... Tom Coburn, specifically, filibustering this thing, or putting a hold on it.
Well, he hadn't filibustered it yet. I'd love to see that. But basically the reason this bill is so crucial is law enforcement has software now that's identified the whereabouts of 750,000 Americans trading in child porn. They can investigate less than 2% of those leads, and 40% of the time that they actually get the subpoena and go to the door, 40% of the time there's a rape and tape in the basement and a child is rescued. 40%. So, as far as kidnapping goes, only 4% of child molestation in the United States is stranger danger. 96% is the parents, family, inner circle of trust,
uncles.
Making child pornography in this country a mom-and-pop cottage industry. But this bill, which started out as the Protect Act of 2007, is now the Child Rescue Act because they've tweaked their hashes on the computer. Now they're discovering 28,000 new addresses a day
Makes me furious.
It does everybody, and they're using it as a political football.
Yeah, and that's the part that makes me even crazier is that, John McCain is not stepping up for this thing. Nobody's stepping up for this thing. Why not? What is the excuse that the Republicans are using to say they don't care about exploiting?
Coburn said to my face, "It doesn't matter what it is. If it's not paid for, he's not letting it to the floor." So he's already said, and I quote, "I don't care what it is. I'm not letting it to the floor unless it's paid for." Well, this is an authorization bill. The appropriation segment is next session, and we're prepared to do that. But you do it in sections that way. He knows that. He's put 83 holes on bills. And then Harry Reid, instead of keeping his promise to Ed Smart, Elizabeth Smart's mother, and taking this bill separately to the floor and just seeing if somebody had the balls to filibuster it, he's knitting. He took the whole, he made an omnibus bill of these 83 holes and tried to embarrass Coburn and the Republicans. They stood shoulder to shoulder and stopped him. And so Harry Reid's as much as fault as Coburn at the point.
I'm furious with Harry Reid.
Me too.
Every step along the way. 2 years ago, Trent Lott got up and he said, "Okay, we've lost control of the Senate. We are going to block every meaningful effort at legislation." And then in 2008, we're going to run. And he said this in public. In 2008, we're going to run on a platform of a do nothing Congress, and they're doing it.
Yeah.
And it's not like Harry Reid doesn't know how this stuff works. It was done to him just a couple of years ago
with the
nuclear option stuff. It's like Bernie Sanders comes on the show every Friday, the independent from Vermont, and he's like, "Why won't Harry?" I mean, he's calling Harry Reid out. You got members of the Senate calling Harry Reid out on this, saying, "Okay, if you should say to these guys, okay, if you don't want to build to protect children, get a bucket and a hose and stand there for 14 hours like they used to do in the 50s, and you can have your filibuster. You can stand there all night and pee in the bucket, and have people bring some food in for you, and when you pass out, you get another senator to take your place. But we're going to have a filibuster, damn it!"
Right?
Why? You just want to say to Harry Reid, political theater, buddy. It's like,
is he really a Democrat? I mean,
well, let's not get into
because he said there was, and I don't remember the details. I hate talking about something I don't know the details, but I know that there was a bill that was anti-Bush or pro-Bush, and I can't remember which one it was, but oh, I know what it was. It was a pro-Bush bill. A Democrat put a hold on it. And Harry Reid said, the holds are just a courtesy, and I choose to not recognize this one. It's come, the bill's coming through.
That. Yeah, it was a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And Tom Coburn.
The holds are not even in the Constitution. They're just a, it's a senatorial courtesy.
Yeah, yeah, it's a parliamentary trick, basically, and, or technique, a strategy. And here is Tom Coburn using this thing.
Well, 250,000 to 300,000 children are being raped and taped right now in the United States,
and Harry,
in their homes.
And Harry Reid is just rolling over.
The blood's on their hands.
Well, and it goes, you know, and as I mean, you've got probably one of the perfect topics because it's so inflammatory, it's so hot, it's you know, and there are a whole spectrum of very real issues. I mean, we've got people in this country, we've got 40 million people who have no health care. You've got 17,000 people a year in the United States who are dying because they don't have health insurance.
Right.
You've got elders who are not dying because they can't afford their medicines because, you know, they're eating dog food. I mean, right across, there's a whole spectrum of these issues. And we just, I think all of us, we need to be saying to the Democratic Party, not just get a spine. I mean, you know, get with the program here. Learn how this is done. Learn how, you know.
This is a perfect opportunity for the Democrats to have a red meat issue. I mean, the Republicans are always supposed to be the party of crime and punishment. Well, let's make Harry Reid tell Coburn to you know, that we're taking this issue over. I mean, this is a perfect opportunity to do it. If you go to protect.org, that's our website, protect.org, you can join for $35. You'll get an email every year with a hot button topic that you can just hit click on that topic. It sends an email. It'll give you phone numbers to call. It really will outline what the public can do to put pressure on the Senate to make this happen. It's a perfect opportunity for this Biden-Obama child rescue legislation to be a plank in the presidential platform.
Yeah, and the bill is actually co-sponsored by Barack Obama.
Yeah. And Orrin Hatch.
Yeah. Amazing.
You know.
David Keith, protect.org. David, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having me.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll be right back. 57 minutes past the hour.
This is Tom Hartman.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up 2, maybe 3 times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
You know, I think GoToMyPC is the best remote access service out there. Now, if you haven't tried it, I'll explain how it works. GoToMyPC lets you access your office PC from any computer in the world. All you need is an internet connection. You sign up for a free trial with the promo code RODES, RHODES. You download the software in 2 minutes. You'll log on to GoToMyPC.com with your username and secure password. You click the connect button, and your office desktop instantly appears. Now you have complete access to everything on your desktop and network. You work on your office PC just as if you were in your office. I use GoToMyPC every single day. I swear by it. It's great. And you can try it free today. I have an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. It's only available if you use promo code RODES, R-H-O-D-E-S. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and use promo code RHODES.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Unity, again the theme tonight at the Democratic National Convention. Hillary Clinton supporters will hear an appeal from their candidate to get behind the party's presidential nominee, Barack Obama.
She has a lot riding on this.
Political historian Alan Lichtman on what Hillary Clinton has to do for Barack Obama and the Democrats.
I'm not saying if he doesn't win, they're going to blame her.
But they could.
If, in fact, it seems like her support is grudging,
she'd be in trouble.
She has got to genuinely, enthusiastically support and work for the Obama ticket. If she does anything less, and Obama does happen to lose,
yes,
she will be a tainted candidate 4 years from now.
Rita Foley, Washington.
While the Democratic convention continues in Denver, Barack Obama is in Kansas City.
This election is not about me. It's about you. It's about who's going to be fighting for you. Who is going to be listening to you.
Meanwhile, speaking to the American Legion today in Arizona, John McCain was critical of Barack Obama for comments he made in Virginia recently about the Russian assault on Georgia.
If he really thinks that by liberating Iraq from a dangerous tyrant, America somehow set a bad example that invited Russia to invade a small, peaceful, and democratic nation, then he should state it outright, because that is a debate I welcome.
And McCain expressed support for improvements in medical care for veterans. Federal officials are downplaying a possible threat against Barack Obama. Three men who were originally thought to be plotting an attack on the Democratic nominee will now only face gun charges. Some improvement in housing. Sales of new homes were up more than 2% last month. Oil prices are up slightly today to about $117 a barrel on fears that Hurricane Gustav could affect drilling platforms in the Gulf of Mexico. That storm is near Haiti and expected to move west over the next few days. This is AP Radio News. A man holding a knife has hijacked a passenger plane in the Darfur region of Sudan. More than 100 people are on board. That plane has been flown to Libya. A former University of North Carolina student has been sentenced to up to 33 years in prison for driving his SUV into a crowd on campus. He pleaded guilty to 9 counts of attempted murder. He says it was a bid to avenge Muslim deaths overseas. For a second straight year, SAT scores for the most recent high school graduating class are at their lowest level in nearly a decade. Lawrence Bunin with the College Board says one of the reasons is the number of students taking the tests.
What we're seeing with the SAT now is a record number of test takers and a more diverse class of SAT test takers than ever before. We're seeing more first-generation students taking the SAT so that they can go to college.
The class of 2008 scored an average of 515 on the math section of the college entrance exam. Scores in reading average 502. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Office Depot. Shop OfficeDepot.com for free next business day delivery on their local delivery areas on office supply orders of $50 or more. Restriction and fuel charges may apply. See OfficeDepot.com for details.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Truth Seekers, it's Kathy Malloy. Let me tell you, after a busy day chasing our 4-year-old daughter around the house and producing 3 hours of Take No Prisoners talk radio each night, I'm usually too exhausted at the end of the day to even think about my skin or what I can do to protect it. But now that I'm 40, excuse me, I realize that time is marching on and it's leaving little footprints all over my face. So I tried this great new product called Night Skin, and it actually worked. Night Skin was developed by cosmetic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and it's more than a simple moisturizer. Night Skin has collagen enhancers, retinol, vitamin C, and glycolic acid, so it's like getting an overnight facial. Mike also appreciates my softer, smoother skin. I may even try it on him one night. Maybe we could try it on each other. Anyway, you can try it risk-free. Just call 1-800-573-0477 or click on the Night Skin banner ad at MikeMalloy.com. Call 1-800-573-0477. You'll be glad you did.
You know, they say the eyes are the window to the soul, but I think there's nothing more attractive on a person than a really beautiful smile. Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and I know the best place in Phoenix to rejuvenate your smile painlessly. Central Dental Care. Whether you're ready to replace old loose fillings, maybe you're ready for a complete smile makeover, it doesn't matter. Call Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. See, I've experienced the personal, serious service Central Dental Care provides, because when I had a dental emergency in Phoenix, Dr. Espinoza immediately had me come by his clinic. He zeroed in on where the pain was. He took care of it right then and there, and poof, the pain was gone. But don't take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297 and find out for yourself. Central Dental Care, where a great smile was never so easy. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com.
It's all out there.
Here, the future.
Yours for the taking.
Be a part of the future.
All you have to do is work for it.
Help us create the future.
The vision we all share. The one that's so close.
The future.
And so possible. Make it happen. Right here.
Right here.
Right here.
Hear the future.
Right here.
The official radio station of the future. The Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the Tom Hartman Radio Program, brought to you in part by the SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, has 2 million members dedicated to creating justice for all American workers and their families. On the web at SEIU.org. Check it out. Well, breaking news, as they say, from the wire services. In what might be his most controversial attack ad in a campaign dominated by them, presumptive GOP presidential nominee John McCain today launched a new TV spot attacking Senator Barack Obama's two children. According to political insiders, a negative ad targeting a rival's offspring is highly unorthodox, especially when the children in question are under the age of 10. But after the two Obama kids scored in their performance on national television last night at the DNC, Senator McCain said today, "We had to do something to give the American people some straight talk on those two brats." In the ad, which is being broadcast in key swing states, an announcer intones, "They're the cutest children in the world, but are they ready to lead?" The spot uses visuals to link the two Obama kids to other famously cute kids, such as the young Drew Barrymore and the Cabbage Patch Dolls. The commercial goes on to blast the Obama children for smiling and giggling, but refusing to state their positions on offshore drilling. While some critics questioned how well the ad would play in living rooms across America, Senator McCain defended it, telling reporters, "Played very well in all of my living rooms." Yeah, as you might have figured out, from Andy Borowitz, BorowitzReport.com. We're live here at the DNC, and take a break from our guests for just a few minutes, and let's pick back up with you. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Dylan in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Dylan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to thank you for discussing the cameras, but I think the bigger issue is the microphones. They seem to be kind of repeating the Dean scream back in Iowa, whereas the microphones are turned way up on the speaker but turned way down on the audience. So it sounds like they're talking to a group of three or four people. I was a Kerry delegate back in 2004, so I know these crowds are crazy. And it's most apparent when they have to stop speaking because the audience is so loud, and yet when you're sitting at home in your living room, it sounds like there's three or four people clapping.
Yeah.
Do you know if Fox News is controlling the cameras? Or, I mean, the microphones as well?
Yeah, they would be driving the audio as well as the video. So, you know, thanks, Roger Ailes, once again.
Yeah. Well said.
Dylan, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Amazing. Kevin in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Kevin, what's on your mind? Kevin, you're on the air. Oh, I guess Kevin's no longer on the air. Let's go to Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry.
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, great. I want to talk to you about something I've been wanting to say for really quite a long time, and it came up again when they were talking about the how the news is Fox News is covering the convention. And basically, the idea I want to get across here is that there is no news. There is no media, corporate or otherwise. I hear you saying the corporate media. I'm here to suggest it simply doesn't exist and hasn't existed for more than 20 years.
Well, you've never heard me say the corporate news media because
no, corporate media.
There is no news media. But there is a media in the United States.
It's still misleading because there's only what I call rhinos, the Republican Information Network outlets. They're not in the business of informing anybody on anything.
Well, and the reason why is because the Republicans are the party of big business. And guess who owns most of the media in the United States? Big business.
They own the Republican information outlets. And my plea is for you and Randy Rhodes and Bobby Kennedy, I hear him saying it too, and Mike Malloy and everyone, to stop calling that this any kind of media or press, because it doesn't exist. And what I would like to see you guys do, and what I do, or wherever I can, anybody who listens to me, is calling for and harping on the need for the press to be reinstated. That should be the big call.
See, the way to make that happen, Larry, is for us to go back to the Sherman Antitrust Act. I mean, what we have right now are monopolies, and it's not just in the media, by the way. It's right across the board. It's in every sector in this country, and that's where it's so destructive. And you know, let's have some competition. Let's break things back up. Sally in Twist, Washington. Hey, Sally, you thought the PBS coverage was good.
Hello.
Hi, Sally. You're on the air.
PBS.
Great.
I watched it for PBS. I watched it for 3 hours last night, and there's no blather, there's no hype, there's no Fox. When Kennedy spoke, they panned to Maria Shriver, who was crying, and they showed Carolyn Kennedy, and they showed lots of women in the audience who were crying the same way I was. And when Michelle Obama spoke, they showed her mother, and I saw all of Jim Leach's, is that his name? I saw all of his speech. They showed the delegates.
That's great.
Shields and Brooks did the commentary, and they're civil to each other, and they're fairly intelligent. And then they had breaks with the historians like Beschloss, and it was great.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I watched PBS for probably the first half hour that I was watching it last night, and then you know I wanted to get my Rachel Maddow and Keith Olbermann fix, and so I moved.
Yeah, well, but so much of that was, I mean, I love both of them, and I love MSNBC, and I hope that NBC does the Republican convention. Who's doing that?
They are. It's NBC is doing the Republican convention.
Well,
interestingly enough,
we'll get even.
Yeah. Well, at least according to Fox News, you got Roger Ailes, or you've got Bill O'Reilly out there saying that NBC is now biased.
Well, I know.
Sally,
that's
thanks.
The point. I mean, if we feel that, you know, that's sort of tit for tat, I suppose. I don't think either one's right, but you don't need to watch it. Watch PBS. Last night was great. All the speeches.
Okay.
All the faces in the crowd, all the crying you wanted to see, and it was very simple. It wasn't I mean, they showed people that were doing other stuff, but they showed all the people that you wanted to watch.
Yeah. Okay. Sally, thank you very much for your comments and for the call. Chuck in Southern California. Hey, Chuck.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to comment on the video last night. I watched the whole convention, and I feel it was very racist and very sexist. My impression was that the majority of the audience was older black women. Not the prettiest ones either. You know how they do a lot of headshots? I thought, my impression was that majority of the audience was black, and every time I saw a cute reaction on their face, they panned away from it very quickly instead of lingering. No pretty people were shown. Very few men were shown. You know, it was not 100%, but it was certainly a majority. I had the impression they were trying to create a picture of Obama's former church audience. That's what I got to say.
Yeah, I think that that's what they're trying to. That's what Fox was trying to do with the coverage. Is they're trying to say, you know, this is, you know, they're playing the race card basically, and they're doing it in a very very subtle way, in my humble opinion. And I've done a reality check with a number of people on this thing. Was this just me? And two people who just without provocation, you know, without my encouraging them or you know, just came out and said this, were two African American women that I spoke with this morning. You know, one who I shared the bus with, and one who is actually one of the engineers here, who said her quote. This is a quote from an African American woman who this morning said to me, "Where were the blondes? I didn't see any blondes." And I thought, that's interesting. You know, to hear that. Catherine in Los Angeles. Hey, Catherine, welcome to the show.
Hi. I agree with everything that's gone on before, but one thing I was thinking watching Michelle Obama, who I thought was wonderful, I thought, oh, would they please, the Republicans, please put Cindy McCain up and do a speech? Because I thought, oh, it would just be so embarrassing. And I could not see Cindy McCain doing the same kind of thing Michelle Obama did last night in any way, or, you know, it's just so we have class on our side.
Well said. Thank you very much, Catherine. Raymond in Miramar, Florida. Hey, Raymond.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Just great. What's up?
Tom, I just wanted to call a comment on the coverage last night. It was actually ridiculous to see how Fox was portraying the whole event. And I actually spent some time watching both MSC, C-SPAN, and Fox to see the difference between the three. And as much of your callers have said, and if you mentioned, there's really, really a problem with the media coverage in the United States today.
Yeah. Was it your sense also, like as I said earlier, it seemed to me that a disproportionate number of the cutaway shots that were provided by the Fox News feed, and this was, this has been mentioned to me by several African Americans this morning who I just met here, and also by my co-host on KPIJ, Carly, pointed out that a lot of the majority of the cutaway shots were either bored people. If they were white, they were bored, and if they were enthusiastic, they were black. And it gave the impression that this was the audience that the audience here at the DNC, as another caller earlier said, was the audience at Reverend White's church or something like that. Did you get that sense, or am I just like out in outer space here, Raymond?
Yeah, you're absolutely true. That's exactly the same impression that I got, and I found it difficult to find people not engaged in the speeches that were going on, considering the context and how emotional. The speeches were. So it was absolutely ridiculous to see.
Yeah, these were absolutely riveting speeches. And here's Michelle Obama just giving what is probably one of the best political speeches that's ever been given. I mean, not just by a spouse, but ever been given. And they're doing cutaway shots to people talking to each other. They're doing cutaway shots to people, you know, staring off at the ceiling. I mean, it's... Anyway, 16 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Radio Program on Air America Radio. Congressman Peter DeFazio, one of the great progressives in the House of Representatives. Congressman from Oregon, he's going to be up with us next. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy, weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
The hardest part of any home improvement project is finding a good quality contractor, somebody who's going to do the job right, complete it on time and within budget, and not going to hassle you. So who do you call? Who do you trust when you need a plumber, a painter, an electrician? I'll tell you who to call. Like me, call Angie's List. Before we signed up for Angie's List, we had a disaster contractor install a kitchen counter. We used Angie's List to find a handyman to show up and fix everything. They really came through for us. More than 650,000 homeowners nationwide use Angie's List for ratings and reviews on more than 300 service categories, even doctors. It's a word-of-mouth network for consumers. Angie's List is a growing collection of homeowners' real-life experiences with local service companies. Now the people who join Angie's List, they're like you. They're looking for a way to find trustworthy companies that perform high-quality work. To join Angie's List, go to AngiesList.com and eliminate the fear of hiring the wrong company. I joined Angie's List, and you should, too, today at AngiesList.com. 1-888-888-LIST. 888-888-LIST.
Cancer. It's a frightening word, especially when they tell you your only option is chemotherapy. Well, I am a different kind of doctor. I treat cancer naturally, with treatments that have been successfully used for decades and get you feeling better and stronger again in the process. The great majority of my patients who stick with this program go into remission, or improve and stabilize, or are on their way there. Many of my cancer patients continue working at their jobs while getting treatment. One of my patients rides his bicycle several hours a day. A few others frequently go hiking in the mountains. These are cancer patients who are right now getting their cancer treatment from me. My name is Dr. Colleen Huber. I am a naturopathic medical doctor, a physician licensed here in Arizona to treat cancer and other diseases, and at my medical office we do treat cancer naturally. Here's how. Dr. Linus Pauling was the only person in history to be awarded two solo Nobel Prizes. His work with vitamin C and cancer was groundbreaking 4 decades ago. These days, we use much higher doses of vitamin C intravenously. In total, we use up to a dozen different natural cancer fighters with each patient, tailored to specific individual needs, and we do work with local oncologists. I am Dr. Colleen Huber, and the doctors in my medical office are here to help you defeat cancer. Call 480-839-2800. That's 480-839-2800. Or visit our website, natureworksbest.com. And I repeat, and this is the truth, natureworksbest.com.
Don't you love progressive talk? I do. After listening to Randy or Malloy, I just want to cuddle up with someone special and talk about the day's events and what I've just heard. I signed up at democraticmatch.com, the Internet's progressive dating oasis. Unlike conventional dating sites, DemocraticMatch.com has all liberal membership. And I love the liberal chat rooms. There's even private chat for when the discussion gets heated. At Democratic Match, I never have to run into Mr. Right Wing. Just Mr. Right, which is less than I can say for the bar scene or the office. And Dems are so hot. DemocraticMatch.com gives me a huge photo gallery, and you should see my pics. I've already met so many intelligent, informed, progressive singles at Democratic Match to grab dinner with or meet up with just for rallies, man. And several even have soulmate potential. Go to DemocraticMatch.com today and tell your friends where to meet, date, and network with fellow life-loving liberals. Progressives only. Go to www.democraticmatch.com.
Mark your calendar for Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. for YourAutoNetwork.com's Calling All Cars show. Each week, we'll provide you with money-saving tips on car care and repair and how to get the most miles per dollar. Join us every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Your Auto Network's Calling All Cars show. And be sure to visit our website at www.YourAutoNetwork.com for the very best automotive services in town.
The Randy Road Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
And there's a whole lot more like me. How about you? I punch the clock trying to make it to the top. How about you? I ain't got no blue blood trust fund I can dip into. Yeah, I wish Uncle Sam would give a damn about the man whose collar's blue.
So here is a man who gives a damn about the man whose collar's blue. In fact, you're wearing a blue shirt today, Congressman Peter DeFazio. You know, Bernie Sanders once said to me, I've known Bernie for years and I have so much admiration for him. He said, one of the very best, in fact, I think you might have said the best guy in the House of Representatives is Peter DeFazio. He's I don't know if you realize what a fan you have in Bernie Sanders.
No, I miss Bernie. We used to talk a little bit about the unique challenge of getting elected by good margins in my district, a district that Bush won two times in a row.
And it's much like Vermont. I mean, you go up in the Northeast Kingdom in Vermont. I lived in Vermont for 10 years. You go up in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, and it's very much like your district. You see all the Bush bumper stickers and everything. Bush wins the Northeast Kingdom. I mean, he takes it. I mean, Vermont was almost competitive, and mostly because of the Northeast. And Bernie gets 80% of the vote up there.
Right. It just
which proves progressives can win.
Exactly.
So why doesn't somebody tell this to the leaders of the Democratic National Party?
You know, the DLC has been beating the drum for years that, you know, Democrats need to move to the center or to the right. And, you know, and I've been out there saying, no, actually people want, you know, real Democrats, and they want us to speak out forcefully on issues. And, yeah, there'll be a few times people aren't going to agree, but they'll say, well, I don't agree, but at least I know where you stand. It's not mush, and you're not there for the banks, and you're not there for the big oil companies, and you're not, you know, I mean, it's a long list of things that progressive populists can represent to the American people, which the American people are not stupid, and they know it's in their best interest.
It seems to me, Congressman DeFazio, that the leadership of the Democratic Party, I would say, it seemed to me that this started in 92. When Bill Clinton ran on a populist and progressive platform, And I'm amazed how I've seen history reinvented. I've actually seen pundits on TV talk about how, well, Bill Clinton in 92 ran as the guy from the middle, you know, which is total nonsense. It's horse pucky, or, you know, I'm not sure what I can say on the radio.
It's all the pressure to try and, you know, squash the Democrats, make them conform to the corporate agenda.
He ran as a progressive, and 2 weeks before he was inaugurated, after he won as a progressive, you know, there's a famous story about how Robert Rubin and
told him the facts of life.
And Alan Greenspan sat him down and told him the facts of life, said,
right,
Bill, you're not going to govern the way that you campaigned. And he became, I would say, to the right of Dwight Eisenhower. Dwight Eisenhower, I think, was a great president and probably to the left of Bill Clinton in many regards. Not all, but in many regards. And it's like the Democratic Party, ever since then, has been just kind of frozen in this Bob Rubin state of, we can't push back. And it's crystallized in the leadership of Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. And I'm guessing you're probably loath to criticize your own, the leadership of the House. But what can we do
you know.
Well, I think Nancy is much more progressive than that, and certainly look at her constituency.
Oh, and look at her voting history.
Right. The problem is governing with a relatively small majority. I mean, for instance, the fight over energy policy or the war. I mean, she has had to put tremendous energy into about, you know, maybe 20 Democrats in order to, you know, to get the votes we need. I mean, tremendous personal energy. That first go around where Bush vetoed the bill to set a timeline to get out of Iraq, or, you know, pushing through progressive energy policy last December, which was stopped by 41 Republican senators. You know, there is still a very dramatic difference between Republicans and Democrats, even the distilled version of Democrats that we've been governing by or under. But if we get a larger majority in the House and we get a few more senators, I think you'll find us moving in a much more progressive direction when, you know, all the votes aren't in question. I mean, you know, in part we're expanding our seats in the House with some pretty conservative Democrats, and God love them. I mean, I'm good friends with a bunch of them. You know, sometimes I'm going to disagree with them, and I would love to have 218 progressive votes and give them a bye every once in a while and move stuff, that way.
Well, this is Bernie's thing, is we need to don't just elect Democrats, elect progressives.
Right.
And unfortunately, there aren't any progressive Republicans, at least that I know of. Maybe you know of one, but we just have a minute to wrap this up.
They've been stamping them out.
Ron Suskind's new book makes it pretty clear that this administration has committed crimes. You know, we can debate all day long whether they raise to the level of impeachability. That's not going to happen. Are they going to be held accountable for these crimes after they leave office?
I certainly hope so. I hope we get a Justice Department again. We've been bereft of a Justice Department for 8 years. It's been politically manipulated. I think there's a lot of pent-up energy among the career people there. I think you're seeing some of it in these white-collar crime prosecutions, Ted Stevens and others, where they can bust out of the box.
We've got basically 4 weeks in Congress to use things like the Don Siegelman or Paul Minor cases or whatever to break open this stuff, to even arguably right now put Karl Rove in jail.
Well, we can't. When you don't have a Justice Department that will enforce subpoenas.
You guys can issue the subpoenas all day long and the Bush administration just laughs.
I heard they cleaned out the basement of the Capitol, and we're thinking of bringing a few of those folks in there. And so maybe we can put them in the new visitor center, lock them in
there. Yeah, because the jail isn't there anymore, is it?
Yeah,
they got remodeled out. That's a shame. We need to rebuild the jail.
Well, maybe there's a secret jail in the new visitor center. Maybe that's why it got so much money.
There you go. 28 minutes past the hour. Congressman Peter DeFazio of Oregon. Thank you so much, Congressman.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for being here.
Always great talking with you. We'll be right back. 866-302-2272.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the DNC in Denver, Colorado.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480APHX.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So DryFit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So of course I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from DryFit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Speaking in Denver, I'm Ed Donahue. Hillary Clinton takes center stage at the Democratic Convention in Denver tonight. She is expected to urge supporters to back Barack Obama.
I will be forever grateful to work as hard for Barack Obama as you worked for me during the primaries.
Former President Bill Clinton speaks tomorrow night. In Kansas City, Barack Obama says the country is not better off than it was 8 years ago, and John McCain does not plan to make any changes.
So if you think that the last 8 years have been good, then you need to go ahead and vote for John McCain.
SAT scores for the most recent high school graduating class remain at the lowest level in nearly a decade. Lawrence Bunin is with SATs, the general manager.
This is a good thing that overall the scores are staying stable, even while the makeup of the class of high school graduates is changing.
Hurricane Gustav hit Haiti today, sending global oil prices soaring. Forecasters say Gustav could reach the central Gulf of Mexico by Sunday. The Dow is down 5 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Has right-wing babble just about driven you over the edge? You are not alone. Come detox with us at democracyinteractive.com. Democracy Interactive is a real-time online community where you can chat with fellow progressives across the country and around the world. You can also catch up on the latest news, reviews, and interviews with great guests like Nova M's own Mike Malloy. So join us. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll see Dick Cheney in a Darth Vader helmet. DemocracyInteractive.com. It's time to get your chat on.
If you're like most Americans, you want to pay your bills and pay them on time. Unfortunately, gas prices are rising. The cost of living seems to be escalating by the day, and you can only stretch a dollar so far. It's no wonder so many of us are falling behind. If you find yourself having sleepless nights, feeling the added stress from worry caused by medical bills, credit cards, and other debt, you're not alone, and we can help. Call Clean Slate Debt Settlement at 888-752-8390. That's 888-SLATE-90, or visit our website, www.yourcleanslate.com. Most people accepted credit offers when times were good and now find their rates rising. Making minimum payments are getting them nowhere. Don't feel trapped. You don't have to be. If you're serious about eliminating your debt and getting back on track, you need a clean slate. Call Clean Slate today, 888-752-8390, or learn more at yourcleanslate.com.
Come into Copper Star Coffee for First Friday. You know Copper Star Coffee is the best cup of fresh, local Java downtown. But did you know that they're now on the First Friday Art Walk each month? Enjoy a tasty pastry and a hot or cold cup of joe while checking out new art from local independent artists. Support downtown nightlife and the art of coffee. The first Friday of each month at Copper Star Coffee on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
To question Obama's American values. Is he American enough? And all of a sudden, John McCain's website changed to a new slogan, America First. As if Obama doesn't put America first. He puts America second or third to some other nebulous country like Hawaii. Somebody needs to remind John McCain that he was born in Panama.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX. Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Might blow pretty easy down the road I go, living life like a Sunday stroll, pretty easy down the road I go.
From another own Tom Hartman radio program, brought to you in part by the Teamsters, right in the past Employee Free Choice Act, Teamster.org, you can check it out. We have with us Governor Phil Bredesen. Did I say it right?
You said it.
Hey.
State of Tennessee.
Governor Philip Bredesen, governor of the state of Tennessee. And you, sir, were just reelected, the first governor in over a century to be reelected with all 95 counties in the state of Tennessee. That's mind-boggling.
I was indeed, and given how Republican the state has become, it made me feel very, very good.
Now, does that mean that you're Republican light, or does that mean that you've got a Democratic message that resonates with voters in Tennessee, regardless of their party affiliation?
Yeah, I think it's. I certainly wouldn't call myself Republican light. I think I've just tried to concentrate on things that I think resonate with people. Tennessee is full of a lot of people who, you know, maybe their primary identification is not D or R.
Yeah.
They tend to be kind of conservative and particularly financial kinds of matters. I came in at a time when we had some huge financial crises and got them sorted out, and I think in part got rewarded for that.
That helps a lot.
It helps a lot. And
but see, that, you know, I mean, that's what used to be. Well, you know, arguably, I guess it depends on the point in time, but. Fiscal conservatism is now the liberal position.
I understand.
You know? it's like ever since Ronald Reagan. Reagan flipped this thing upside down, and he says, let's spend our children's future. It doesn't matter. We'll borrow from our grandchildren. We'll spend it now, make it look like it's a good time, and we'll call that trickle-down economics. Everybody gets to be a peon. You know,
people have got a lot of common sense, and I just took the attitude with them. I just said, look, it's like a family's finances. You know, there's lots of billions of dollars instead of hundreds or thousands involved, but you got a certain amount coming in, and figure out, you know, use politics to figure out how you spend that, and stay within those numbers. And we've done it, you do that, and people wring their hands a little bit, but, you know, the state police still pick people up, and we still keep people in jail, and we still provide health care to people, and things just go along just fine.
The stuff the government's supposed to do.
Yep.
Yeah. Provide education, keep the streets clean, out of curiosity, what's the state of public water, public utilities, public power, things like that, are in Tennessee? Is it mostly community owned, or?
Well, it depends. First of all, with regard to power, most of Tennessee is on the TVA system, so that's a quasi public utility.
This is Roosevelt's creation,
and then there's a most municipal power systems that distribute that power are publicly owned in some fashion. In Nashville, where I was mayor, it's a public utility there. Gas is a little more complicated. There's some big public ones. There's also some private ones in the state. But on the whole, kind of a legacy of that Depression era approach to extending public utilities, particularly in a rural area, is still very much the case in Tennessee.
So the people of Tennessee still understand that government actually does some things right.
Oh yeah, I think there is a trust in government and a desire for them to, you know, tackle some of these kinds of problems. I don't think most people see it as the enemy.
Yeah, no, I don't want my shoes made by the government. I don't want my computer made by the government. But I want to know when I dial 911 that the guys on the other end aren't trying to figure out how to maximize the profit from the call.
Absolutely. Or when you turn the light on, you want to make sure that the planning is gone, so that you're paying a reasonable rate for it and not some marginal thing because you messed up and tried to make some money at it.
Which we see with public power and
all the time.
And on the other hand, you know, Enron, you know, one of the fractional Enron companies is now my power provider out in Portland, Oregon. I'm sorry, I'm not happy with, you know, knowing that 10% of my electric bill every month is going to, as a dividend for stockholders, you know, or whatever the percent is. It's absurd. These should be public utilities. What do you see as the big events that have happened so far here at the convention? What do you see going forward? What's really got you going? We're talking to Governor Phil Bredesen of Tennessee. He's recently reelected in 2006.
Reelected as
governor.
I thought the Michelle Obama speech was a significant event. I mean, if I look at Tennessee, I look at some states like that. I was up in Ohio for Obama at the end of last week. There's a lot of people still trying to get comfortable with the man. He's not, he's not been around a long time, so people have seen him in a lot of different kinds of situations. And I thought what she did was really move the ball forward a long way on that, just getting comfortable with them, with their family, with their values. And I thought it was a terrific start to the convention.
Well, you know, particularly at the same time that there's an underground whisper campaign going on the right.
Right.
to
Barack Obama wasn't born in the United States, you know, this nonsense story, or he's a Muslim, and you know, and then, you know, going over to Kenya and digging up a half-brother who's a Muslim to try to put all that. I mean, there is this huge campaign to basically say that Barack and Michelle Obama are the other. And frankly, I don't think it would matter what the other was. I think if they were Hispanic, it would be a Hispanic other. If they were white, there would be something. You know, John Kerry was the guy who shot himself so he could get a Purple Heart. I mean, they figure out some way to demonize people. And what Michelle Obama did last night is she said, "I'm just like you." It was wonderful.
And she did a great job at it. And you know, I think the next big step in this thing is, I think Hillary Clinton has got to project tonight a genuine, I mean, I think there's still a lot of issues there with people. And I think that if she really genuinely shows that she wants Senator Obama to win this election, she wants him to succeed, I think that's the final thing that we need to kind of get her supporters to come on board. And really,
I'm guessing a number of the delegates from your state are committed to Hillary Clinton.
Oh, they are. She won like 55-40, something right. like that.
So I've, you know, in the media, in the corporate media here, we hear all about these Pumas and this, you know, this revolt and all these. And yet I'm not finding them here. Have you had to sit down with any of the Clinton delegates from Tennessee and listen to stories about how angry they are, or are they, you know?
No, I haven't with the delegates, but I have to tell you, there's a lot of people out there. You know, in the end,
I'm wondering how many of them were Republicans a year ago.
Well, you know, you don't know the answer to that, but certainly, again, just speaking of the couple of days I spent in Ohio last week, there's a lot of people who were very, very strong for Hillary Clinton, and they're still licking their wounds, and they're still sore about it, and we need to get over that.
Yeah, no, I understand, and I agree with that. It just seems like the organized campaign is mostly well-intentioned people who really and truly love Hillary Clinton and think that her candidacy was historic. And I, by the way, agree with all of that.
Right.
You know, in fact, I've on this show, right up until the day that Barack Obama won the nomination, I was not, you know, I was saying either one of these two people would make a great president. And up until the day Joe Biden was given the vice presidency, I said Hillary Clinton would make a great vice president. I think she brings a lot to this. And I want to see her as the Senate Majority Leader. I want somebody, you know, I think Harry Reid has wimped out one too many times, and I want somebody who knows how to take names and kick ass, and Hillary Clinton knows how to do that.
That's correct.
And
she has lots of people to help her.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, I'm a fan. So anyhow, I think that there's a lot of, you know, well-intentioned and passionate people, but I also think that there's some serious manipulation going on by the Karl Rove elements in the right. And a lot of it, I can actually track back on the web.
Well, you know, there's been a whole, it's gone on for a long time now in the Republican Party, I think, of trying to lead by dividing, which I don't think is ever leadership. You know, just to try to divide the world into 51 and 49 and make sure you're on the 51 side. And I don't think that's what the country is about. I don't think that's what real leadership is. And what I think a lot of people are trying to do, what I try to do in Tennessee is, you know, as I think witness from what I've been able to do electorally, is to say, look, let's find some common ground. Yeah, there's probably something I'm never going to agree with somebody on the right about. Mm-hmm. Some of these litmus test issues or something like that. But when it comes to creating jobs or moving the education system forward, you can find some common ground. That, to me, is what leadership is really about.
Make your lights go on when you flip the switch.
Exactly.
It's pretty straightforward stuff. We're talking with Governor Phil Bredesen of Tennessee. And I'm still boggled. How many... This is like got to be really rare that a governor wins literally every county, unless he's president of the voting machine company or something, which I'm sure you're not.
You know... No, I missed out on that opportunity, but now there's 95 counties, and it was good. I did great in the very, very heavily Democratic counties and eked out some ones that had never voted Democratic for a governor, I think in history. Yeah. You know, I felt good about it, but again, I really think, we were just talking about that, I really think it was due to this. I know it's not my, you know, great looks or something, but I think it's just that people are looking for somebody to lead by finding common ground, by finding things you can do together and move things forward, and not just trying to divide things up and make people enemies of each other.
Well said. We're going to take a break now. Governor Phil Bredesen has been with us of Tennessee. Is there a website for your, I guess just for Tennessee?
Yeah, if you look in, you know, just tennessee.gov. There's lots of stuff, links to my own website and those kinds of things.
Great, Tennessee.gov. And Chris, we're going to take a break right now, and we'll come back with your calls. Governor, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you. It's good talking to you.
It's great talking to you, too. I appreciate it. It's 44 minutes past the hour of the Tom Hartman radio program here on Air America Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back. 866-303-2270, our number. TomHartman.com if you want to drop into our live chat room. AirAmerica.com for our video stream. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the Democratic National Convention. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Healthcare reform. We've been talking about it for over 50 years now, yet things just keep getting worse. Well, the time for talk is over. The time to act is now. There is a bill in Congress, H.R. 676, that will finally create a single-payer national health insurance system in the U.S. It will cover everyone and everything at rates that we can all afford. Not too many people know that this bill even exists, so we have to get the word out quickly, because without the people's support, it will be very hard to get this bill through Congress. Naturally, big corporate medicine opposes H.R. 676 and will try to defeat it. But we can fight back if we all join together and speak out in one powerful voice. Join the Citizens Alliance for National Health Insurance online at www.hr676.org or call 800-680-9310. That's hr676.org or call 800-680-9310.
I'm Chris Grimazio, and I approve this message. Arizona's District 6 needs a new voice, one that will bring some real working-class perspective back to Washington. Affordable health care, improving education, revitalizing our infrastructure, and strengthening our middle class are my top priorities. It's time for some real accountability on Capitol Hill. Let's put common people and common sense back in government. I've been recommended by the Arizona Republic, endorsed by the UA 469 Plumbers and Pipefitters Union, the United Transportation Union, Local 807, and Mesa City Council member Dennis Kavanaugh. On September 2nd, vote for the candidate that can offer you the courage, the vision, and the voice to speak for those so long silenced. Please visit chrisgrimazio.com to learn more. Then, vote for Chris Grimazio for District 6, U.S. Congress.
If you're a regular working class person, you understand the current problems facing our community. Paid for by Chris Grimazio for Congress.
I'm Chris Grimazio, and I approve this message.
In Phoenix, summer means heat, but it also means family barbecues, neighborhood gatherings, and cool pool parties. Entertaining can be fun when you leave the cleaning up to the professionals at the Healthy Home Cleaners. The Healthy Home Cleaners are in a league of their own. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and they truly care about the quality of air in your home, which is why they only use all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. The Healthy Home Cleaners is also a locally owned business who loves serving the progressive community. They've been a longtime supporter of 1480 KPHX and Nova M Radio. In fact, from now until August 30th, when you buy one cleaning, you'll get your second cleaning for half off when you mention 1480. It's the Healthy Home Cleaners' way of saying thank you to their fellow progressives. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. This summer, treat yourself and your guests to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. Welcome back. And David Sirota is with me. David, DavidSirota.com. Of course, the website is new book, The Uprising. And you need to get it and read it because it's all about the uprising. That's what's happening here. That's what's happening all across America. Hey, David.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Just great. Great to have you here with us. And you can smile at the camera there. And all
there we go.
All our viewers on over at AirAmerica.com on our web vision, Tom Vision, whatever, can say hi. It's,
pretty cool. Hello out there.
There you go. It's a hoot. It's a hoot. Yesterday, the panel where I revealed that I'm a sexist.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was telling my listeners when I started the first hour, you know, and I actually started to tell Ariana that, and Mark Green was like giving me the, you know, don't take this topic any further, cut. That's what I was giving hell to Chris Matthews for and everybody else in the corporate media with the Hillary coverage.
That's right.
And then I tell her that I like her perfume. I mean, you know, it's what an idiot. In any case, it was a great panel. You did a great job, and you've been kind of roving reportering for us. What's going on here?
Well, you know, there's a lot of excitement, and I think that there's a lot of buzz. I mean, I haven't been to a convention before, other than 1996 when I was a college kid and didn't really sort of know what these things are about. You know, the Hillary Barack sort of nonsense is really nonsensical.
I've not been able to find a single disaffected Hillary Clinton supporter. Find people who say, yes, you know, I was for Hillary, I'm still for Hillary, I would vote for her on the floor, but I'm not going to push it. I'm 100% with Barack Obama, too.
It's the people who I think are annoyed are the people who strapped or lashed their careers to Hillary Clinton. Meaning, really, the inside of the insiders.
You mean the people who were hoping to get a job in the administration?
Yeah, exactly. So that's my sense. I mean, you got Howard Wolfson publishing an article in the New Republic. Howard Wolfson being Hillary Clinton's former top spokesperson,
right? The guy who wanted to be what, the press secretary or secretary of state or something?
Yeah, and saying that Barack Obama's job, one of his jobs during this convention, is to make amends with Bill Clinton. I mean, that is not one of Barack Obama's jobs in this convention.
If anything, it's the other way around.
Exactly.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, this idea that, and Wolfson said that the Obama campaign painted Bill Clinton as a racist, which is just so unbelievable. I mean, it's really unbelievable. So, you know, other than that about a convention like this, you know, I think it's what I found interesting is that I never knew what a party building, and in some cases I think now a movement building activity this is. I mean, one of the ways you build a movement is to build relationships among people. You know, email and the web, that's all good, fine and good, but you at some point got to get together.
Yeah.
Actually meet the people that you're working with. And I found that to be, as a progressive activist, I found that to be very, very valuable.
Yeah, and there's also the big annual convention put on by OurFuture.org.
Right.
You know, I'm forgetting the name.
Campaign for America's Future.
Yeah, but the name of the convention, conference.
Take Back America.
Take Back America.
Right.
Yeah, thank you. And how could you forget?
Yeah, right.
It's been a long day. So number one, your number one story is that the...
Well, my number one story that I reported yesterday that I wrote about was about how that this Clinton-Obama thing, this sort of feud, is really a high-level feud, not really ideological,
mm-hmm.
and that the Clintons really need to just sort of exit stage right for a little bit.
I really think almost no matter what Hillary or Bill do tonight and tomorrow, that a week from now it's going to be forgotten.
I think that's right.
No matter what. I mean, if they do well, it'll be forgotten in a positive way, and Hillary Clinton can have the job that I want her to have, which is Senate Majority Leader.
Yeah.
Because I want a Senate Majority Leader who knows how to take names and kick ass.
She has
demonstrated that ability, and Harry Reid has been, frankly, with regard to political theater, a miserable failure.
Well, I've heard the idea of Hillary Clinton carrying a health care bill. I think that would be
at the very least. I mean, that's you know, Ted Kennedy in 1980. I think it was 80, wasn't it? When he contested Carter.
Yes, right.
Yeah, it was 80. When it was clear that he was not going to be president then, and probably was never going to be president, he essentially reinvented himself as the world's best senator, and he became that. I mean,
he
became, you know, not just one of the most powerful men in the Senate, but one of the most effective men in the Senate. I guess, you know, at a certain level, they go hand in hand. That's an opportunity for Hillary Clinton right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree. I think it's a huge opportunity for her. And I think the other story of this campaign, this convention, I think, is that it's become very clear that the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party, I think, has taken back the party. I mean,
Hashem.
Say again.
Thank God.
Yeah, right. I know. It's really, really an incredible thing. You get the sense, and I was on public radio yesterday with Chris Saliza, you know, sort of a Washington Post reporter, who said, yeah, it's very clear that the progressive wing of the Democratic Party is now the Democratic Party. And I think that's really, really exciting. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that Barack Obama's the greatest progressive. I think he's certainly a progressive. But it does mean that at the rank and file level, I think people are done with triangulating, done with Republican light. And I think that's really exciting.
You made a point yesterday in the panel that I'd love you to repeat. You know, it's a theme that all of my listeners are familiar with. I characterize it as the parade. You know, but in your words, you said it so eloquently, the whole idea of bottom-up political change. The political change never comes from some president waking up one morning and saying, gee, I think I'll pass civil rights legislation.
That's right. And my column this week was about something called presidentialism. That's a term from a Vanderbilt professor. He talks about the worship of the presidency as this savior that hands down change to the people. And it's really, that is not the way power works in this country. It never has. The way power works in this country is that grassroots activists and citizens change the political topography underneath politicians. So when a politician wakes up one morning, they're not handing down change. They're saying, you know what, it's politically safer for me to embrace change than for me to embrace the status quo. That's how it happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And that politically safer part is only a consequence of us.
Only. You have to make it politically safer.
Right.
That's exactly right. Yeah. If you don't make it politically safer, politicians are like water running downhill.
Yeah.
You've got to carve the channel to make it go in your direction when it rolls downhill.
Which means it's not enough to just vote.
Absolutely not. I mean, voting is the least. Voting is not even an act of activism. It's not. It's not an act of. It's your basic
citizenship.
Exactly.
It's sort of like, you know, breathing and drinking water. I mean, it's the essential stuff for homeostasis.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And David Sirota, davidsirota.com, his new book, The Uprising. It's brilliant. Buy it. Read it. And read his blogs and his posts and your nationally syndicated column, I suppose, his column. If it's the newspaper near you, and if it's not, call your newspaper and demand it.
Exactly.
David Sirota. Well, thanks, David.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
And thanks so much for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow live from the DNC again. And don't forget, my friends, activism begins with you. Democracy begins with you. Tag, you're it. Get out there. Get active. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit HartmanRadio.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Kendra with North Valley Mechanical. We're a family-owned, veteran-run air conditioning and heating company that serves the entire valley. We've served the KPHX community since day one. Give me a call to discuss your indoor comfort needs.
When you call, I make sure the North Valley Mechanical family takes care of all of your questions and installs or repairs your equipment to the highest standards. Call me at North Valley Mechanical today to discuss a repair, maintenance checkup, or a new American Standard high-efficiency comfort system. 480-538-9184. Our family is proud to serve yours. We're North Valley Mechanical at 480-538-9184. Or visit us online at northvalleymechanical.com. Your comfort is our number one priority. Call us today at 480-538-9184. That's 480-538-9184. Or online at northvalleymechanical.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Tonight's the night for Hillary Clinton and her supporters. She will be addressing the Democratic National Convention in Denver, where she will call for unity and draw the differences between Barack Obama and John McCain. AP's Ron Fournier says she will also try to help her party move past any differences that still remain.
She and her people are working with Barack Obama and his people to make this as friendly as possible.
Obama today attended a town hall-style meeting in Kansas City and talked of the common values of all Americans.
Regardless of race or age or station in life, everybody believes in some core things, in liberty and opportunity and community and responsibility, in hard work and honesty.
The Obama campaign, meanwhile, is calling on the Justice Department to crack down on a conservative group for this ad linking Obama to William Ayers, the founder of the radical Weather Underground.
Barack Obama is friends with Ayers, defending him as, quote, respectable and mainstream. Obama's political career was launched in Ayers' home, and the two served together on a left-wing board.
The campaign argues the group that put the ad out is violating the law because its primary purpose is political. President Bush is condemning Russia today for what he calls the irresponsible recognition of two Georgia areas. And White House spokesman Tony Fratto says the U.S. will take the issue to the U.N. Security Council.
This is not an act that will be recognized by the U.N. Security Council. It will be dead on arrival.
Meanwhile, the Russian president is warning of a military response to the U.S. missile Shield in Europe. Some improvement in the housing market last month. Sales of new homes were up by more than 2%. Dave Siders is an economist with the National Association of Home Builders.
I'm holding to my view that this market will fundamentally bottom out, you know, within the second half of the year somewhere.
On Wall Street today, we have a bit of a downturn underway right now. The Dow is now off by about 28 points. This is AP Radio News. Hurricane Gustav hit Haiti today with winds of 90 miles an hour. Oil prices are going up because of fears it may affect drilling platforms in the Gulf of Mexico later this week. Oil now trading at $116 a barrel. Firefighters in Boise, Idaho have located the body of a missing woman in a